and do not supersede previous indictments. Jim Ellis and John Calandro accused of joining the former House Republican leader in an illegal scheme to work around the state's ban on corporate contributions to political campaigns. Their release comes a day after a Texas prosecutor subpoenaed DeLay's home and campaign phone records from when he allegedly conspired to launder the corporate money. The White House today expressing cautious optimism on the eve of Iraq's constitutional referendum. Spokesman Scott McClellan says preparation for the Saturday vote going well, with registration substantially higher than in the last vote back in January. He says more than 15 million Iraqis are registered compared with the 8 million who voted in January assembly elections. U.S. officials say they're hoping this week that the agreement to modify the Constitution will boost turnout among Iraq's Sunni minority. In Afghanistan, a huge blast outside the main U.S. coalition base in southern Afghanistan has destroyed 8 fuel tanker trucks. The only injuries reported to 2 of the drivers, an Afghan army commander says the bomb apparently hidden in one of the tankers. The blast sent clouds of black smoke pouring over the Kandahar airfield. A U.S. military spokesperson says the tanker trucks belonged to the Afghan army. The U.S. and Mexico teaming up to try to stop drug-related violence along the border. Attorney General Alberto Gonzalez and his Mexican counterpart say they're setting up a violent crime impact team to go after the most violent members of warring drug cartels. Those cartels are blamed for more than 140 murders in the Laredo area just this year. Gonzalez says combined crime-fighting operations are important in developing the trust needed for an effective relationship. This is Air America Radio News.
Mom just turned 82. I really worry about her living alone.
My mom's 74, and this is the first year she's going to be on her own. It's pretty scary.
My dad's 88. He's in great shape, but I still need to check on him several times a day.
Each year, more and more older Americans choose to maintain their independence and live alone. But if you're a child of one of them, you worry. What would happen if they became ill, got injured, or fell, and were unable to reach a phone? The answer is a small pendant from Alert USA. This two-way personal emergency response system is meant for those times when help is needed but the phone is out of reach. The wearer simply presses the pendant, alerting our monitoring station, who then summons help to their residence. Right now, for a limited time, get the Alert USA system for just 50 cents a day. For a free brochure, call 1-800-401-8833. That's 1-800-401-8833. Act now and we'll also send you a free 911 cell phone when you subscribe. 1-800-401-8833.
Would you take 10 minutes to protect the future of your family? In just 10 minutes, you could have up to $150,000 of select-term life insurance from the American Life Insurance Company of New York. For more information and a free rate quote, just call 1-866-492-2500. That's all it takes, just 10 minutes to apply over the phone. There's no medical exam, no long forms, and no agent will visit you. Just answer some simple questions and you'll be quoted a very affordable rate. If you qualify, your coverage begins right away. During your term, your rates will never go up and your benefits will never go down. Now it's fast, easy, and affordable to protect your loved ones for a lifetime. Call American Life now for a free rate quote. 1-866-492-2500. Based in New York City, American Life issues select term under form number ALNYSELO3, or a state variation. Call American Life, 1-866-492-2500. That's 1-866-492-2500.
Tired of having people repeat and repeat what they are saying? Louder and louder so you can hear? In those embarrassing moments with the new Amplier 2005, so small and powerful you won't believe the difference. Amplier 2005 is so reliable, over 100,000 are in use nationwide. Hear even faint phone conversations with ease. Enjoy your favorite TV show, the theater, sporting events, and family functions without straining to hear. Amplier is fully adjustable, fits both men and women, and is nearly invisible. Results are so effective, they're 100% guaranteed or your money back. Not $79 or $39. Order your Amplier 2005 today for only $19.95. You'll also receive 5 extra batteries, a cleaning brush, and 3 custom-fit earpieces absolutely free with your order. Call 1-800-841-7878. Never apologize again for not being able to hear. Order now and get a second Amplier 2005 for only $14.95. Our operators are standing by. Call 1-800-841-7878 today. That's 1-800-841-7878. Order your Amplier and hear even a whisper.
My day. on Friday, and I start having me a ball. Cause I got a good feeling, and I don't feel no pain at all. Friday's my day.
Well, it used to be like that anyway, right? I feel no pain at all. Hey, good evening, Truth Seekers. Malloy here on Air America Radio. Thank you for tuning in tonight. We have a typically wonderful Malloy program tonight, brought to you by the expertise of our executive producer, Catherine Bay. Simple Scotty has become simply snotty. Hadn't he? To the press pool. We have some sound for you tonight, a couple of sound bites from yesterday and some from today that you just need to hear. The television doesn't play these things. The only way you get to see this when they're live is if you go to C-SPAN, right? C-SPAN? I think that's it. Yeah, if you're home during the day. I don't know how the press corps in D.C. takes him seriously anymore. McClellan. He's lost all credibility with his repeated lies, and he's not even creative in the lying. He's not entertaining. Who was the who was Clinton? One of Clinton's press secretaries? Who? McMurdy? McMurphy? No, I think that was a character in Catch 22. I forget. Kathy's talking my headphones here. Who was Clinton's main press secretary before the guy with the round face showed up? Anyway, he was, you know, he conducted himself very well. Clinton's press secretary did, given the fact that his boss was under attack. And his boss had done the stupidest thing that Bill Clinton could have done. Now, Joe Lockhart was the second guy. It was the first guy whose name I'm looking for. Mike McCurry. There we go. Okay, don't email me. Yeah, you were close. Mike McCurry. He was entertaining when he had to stand up there and deflect the rapacious, biting, nasty-ass questions from the crack White House press corps about whether or not Bill Clinton had a little sexual dalliance with Monica Lewinsky. Bush, of course, his press spokesman, has to explain away death, destruction, war, disease, the inability of Homeland Security to defend us against anything, FEMA's total bankruptcy, just on and on and on. The appointment of one of Bush's girlfriends, apparently, she liked to write in MASH notes, Harriet Myers, to the Supreme Court, on and on and on. Mike McCurry was, I think, was very good at defending a boss that he came to Clinton really pissed McCurry off, because McCurry had to stand out there and face these wolves every day, and Clinton wasn't being honest. He couldn't be honest. Have you been honest about your affairs? Huh? Have you? That's what I thought. So anyway, simple Scotty has become simply snotty. All the lies about Karl Rove's innocence in the plane case, lies about yesterday's teleconference being unscripted, totally unrehearsed. God knows how many other whoppers. I mean, this guy, and not only that, McClellan is just ugly. He's ugly to look at. You know, he's bloated. This is not normal body weight. I have nothing against people being overweight. But, you know, somebody wants to be overweight, that's your business. It's none of mine. But someone who's bloated, I don't think Scott McClellan is overweight. I think he's bloated. I think he's full of gas. Real smelly, toxic gas. Like a Macy's parade down Central Park West, right? McClellan looks like a gas bloated freak. He doesn't look overweight. He looks like he's full of gas. And one of these days, somebody's going to come out with a X-Acto knife and make a little tiny cut, maybe around his pinky finger on his left hand, and a Now, somebody tuning into this program for the first time is going to go, Jesus Christ, that's liberal talk radio? Guy making fart noises? Sorry. Yeah, it's liberal talk radio, you bet. So this lion, simply snotty McClellan, who's just bloated with gas. Why does the press show up at all? What's the point? You can't believe the word he says. And all he does now is berate and insult them because they're going after his jugular. That's one thing about the crack White House press corps. Nothing has changed in 5 years. Nothing has changed. Except one thing. There's no support for this bastard any longer. Bush. Everything else is exactly the same. Bush is still Bush. Every one of the thugs that works for him is still a thug that works for him. Nothing has changed. So it's not like all of a sudden the Bush administration went from being the Bush administration to the Bush crime family. No, it's always been the Bush crime family. There have always been bokus of issues for the crack White House press corps to question this weasel that stands in front of them and Ari Fleischer, the weasel before him. But no, they haven't. But now the crack White House press corps smells blood in the water. They are sharky, aren't they? So they move in. Not that there's anything wrong with that. What is wrong with it is the utter and absolute cowardice. And then that's all it is. It's cowardice. And maybe it's a useful cowardice. You know, who wants to be fired? You're 41 years old. All of a sudden, you've got a White House press pass. You're working for a major television network. What? You're going to stick your ass out there and get fired? No, I don't think so. Or have your press pass pulled? No, I don't think so. You can become a whore for the Bush administration, like, what was that guy, Armstrong Williams, or Judith Miller. You can be like Judith Miller of the New York Times and be an utter war whore. You can use the gray lady, the New York Times, the paper of record, to write all sorts of lies and invocations to assist in taking this country into war, like Judith Miller did. You can be a two-bit hack, burned-out former talk show host like Armstrong Williams, and just be directly on the payroll. But the crack White House press corps, all of a sudden, they smell blood in the water, and they say, oh, okay. Let's get tough. So Simple Scotty, who's become Simply Snotty, fights back. You know, he knows these people want to castrate him. He knows these people want to come up with the X-Acto knife and make a little cut in his pinky finger so he'll go... He knows that. So he fights back. But he fights back the only way a Republican can, by being a nasty-ass liar. That's all a Republican can do, is be nasty and a liar. Normal people can be nasty, like me, and tell the truth. But Republicans can only be nasty liars. And if the nasty lies takes the nation into war, eh. If 50, 60, 70, 80,000 people die, eh. If our troops are brutalized, eh. With this regime, anyway. So that's what some of what we're going to be talking about. We have some sound for you. I digress. When was it? 41 years ago? Oh, my God. 41 years ago today, Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. won the Nobel Prize for Peace. Can you believe that? 41 years ago today. He was the youngest winner of the Nobel Peace Prize. He was 35 years old at the time. 35 years old. He'd be 76 years old today. Had the United States government not assassinated him in Memphis, Tennessee in 1968. The Nobel Peace Prize honors acts, quote, for the furtherance of brotherhood among men and to the abolishment or reduction of standing armies and for the extension of these purposes. Stay with us. I'm Mike Molloy. This is Air America.
Bad little wire dances and prances and sings. Seen this before, like a pole dancing whore. He's a GOP scumbag. You're listening to the Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
You're telling this committee you didn't know your statements were false.
No, Senator, I did not.
You're under oath?
I know that.
Well, look right here in the Nation magazine. All that claptrap was debunked.
I don't read the Nation.
Nobody told you about it?
Nobody in the White House reads the Nation.
Well, maybe they should. I think the American people assume these decisions you make are based on fact.
That's not the way we operate.
Oh, I am getting you guys the Nation.
Don't waste your money.
No, it doesn't take money. A four-week mini subscription is free.
I don't want a four-week mini subscription free.
You'd rather remain in ignorance?
I'd rather remain in my job.
You're saying they fire you for reading the Nation.
Not for reading it, Senator. Just for being seen with it.
Go to readthenation.com or call 800-999-6863 and accept our free mini subscription. That's readthenation.com or call 800-999-6863.
Ever send an email that you wish you could get back? We've all had it. Sender regret. That feeling you get right after you send an email with the wrong attachment, the wrong information, or to the wrong person. Now you can get those emails back with Big String, the world's first recallable, erasable, self-destructing email. Big String lets you send emails that self-destruct, can't be printed, can't be saved, can't be forwarded. Now you can have the ultimate in email privacy and control for yourself or your business. Now you can self-destruct or change your email after it's already been sent or read. You'll never have to worry about an embarrassing email again. It's your email. And you should decide who gets to read it and for how long. Send important emails, pictures, and documents with total peace of mind that Big String is protecting you. Protect your privacy and take control of your email. Act now and get an extra 6 months of Big String absolutely free. To get your extra 6 months of Big String absolutely free, go to BigString2.com. That's BigString, the number 2.com. BigString2.com for total email privacy and control.
We're talking with Paul Daw from Timeshares Home. Paul, I hear you've just come out with this great new kit that you're giving away?
Yeah, it's called The Top 10 Secrets to Buying and Selling Timeshares, and it's just a phenomenal resource for anybody looking to sell their timeshare.
Well, tell us about it.
Well, first of all, it tells you what your timeshare is really worth.
Uh-huh.
And more importantly, how to sell it for top dollar. Well, there are thousands of people out there just waiting to buy your timeshare, but you sort of need to learn the secrets to getting the most cash for it.
And you're giving away free copies of this thing?
Yes, but it's only a limited time offer, so you need to call our toll-free number now, and we'll rush it right out.
Well, sounds like a pretty sweet thing for really anybody who owns a timeshare.
It really is. It could make you thousands of dollars.
Okay, the top 10 secrets to buying and selling timeshares. Here's the phone number to call. It's 1-800-443-6216. Again, that's 1-800-443-6216. 1-800-443-6216.
If you need a better way to present or collaborate during your conference calls, the solution is simple. Web conferencing with GoToMeeting. During your call, everyone logs on to GoToMeeting.com and your computer desktop shows up on their computer screen. It's perfect for sales or product demos, training, or real-time collaboration. It's just like you're all in the same room. GoToMeeting is so easy, all you need is a PC, phone, and internet connection. And it's affordable. You're not charged per minute like other providers, so meet as often as you want for as long as you need for one low monthly rate. With GoToMeeting, you can meet with anyone, anywhere, without leaving your office. You can try GoToMeeting free for 30 days with unlimited meetings. For this special offer, visit www.gotomeeting.com. Click the radio microphone and use promo code America. That's gotomeeting.com, radio microphone, promo America. Discover the power of web conferencing with GoToMeeting.
Listening to Resistance Radio with Mike Malloy on Air America Radio.
Twenty-one past the hour. Also tonight we have a segment of Uncle Mike's Story Corner that we haven't visited Uncle Mike's Story Corner for a while. You're gonna like this one. It is it's God talking to George Bush. couple of quick items here. Baroness now. She used to be Prime Minister. Now she's Baroness Thatcher of the UK, has criticized Tony Blair for taking Britain to war in Iraq on the basis of flawed evidence about the WMDs. Now, don't misunderstand. Thatcher is a warmonger and a hawk and just a vicious, vicious white woman. And she wanted to overthrow Saddam also, but she wanted some sort of justifiable reason for doing it. Now, apparently, Thatcher's embarrassing criticism came at her 80th birthday party. Blair was there among a whole bunch of guests, about 700 guests, 700 of Prime Minister Thatcher's closest friends. But she's been elevated now to the gentry, so she's now Baroness Thatcher. The Washington Post yesterday reported that when asked whether she would have invaded Iraq, given the intelligence available at the time, Lady Thatcher replied, quote, "I was a scientist before I was a politician, and as a scientist, I know you need facts, evidence, and proof, and then you check, recheck, and check again. The fact was, there was no facts, there was no evidence, and there was no proof. As a politician, the most serious decision you can take is to commit your armed services to war from which they may not return," end quote. I wonder what the crackhead in the White House thinks about that comment. Now, speaking of things from the UK, there is a book out now. The title of the book is Lawless World, America and the Making and Breaking of Global Rules. Jesus. Lawless World, America and the Making and Breaking of Global Rules by the British international lawyer Philip Sands. In the book, there is a memo in which George Bush, or it's a memo that was recorded by one of Blair's closest advisors, and the memo explains how George Bush told Tony Blair shortly before the invasion of Iraq that he, Bush, intended to target other countries, including Saudi Arabia, which Bush implied planned to acquire weapons of mass destruction. In the memo, Bush is quoted as saying he wanted to go beyond Iraq in dealing with weapons proliferation, mentioning in particular Saudi Arabia, Iran, North Korea, and Pakistan. And that was notes taken of a telephone conversation between Bush and Blair on January 30th, 2003. And the note is in this in the U.S. edition that will be published next week of Lawless World, America and the Making and Breaking of Global Rules.
Jesus, God.
He wants to kill everybody, doesn't he? He does. Bush wants to kill, well, not everybody. He wants to kill as many people as he can, though, as long as they are, different color from his color, different income level from his income level, different social status from his social status. WOGs, I believe, is the UK term. WOGs. The attention that's being paid to the bird flu that apparently is working its way through birds, domestic and wild, working its way along the migration routes from South Asia into North Asia, into Central Asia, into East Asia, slowly but surely working its way into Eastern Europe, not East Asia, West Asia. Come on, Mike, get your directions right. From South Asia to North Asia to West Asia, and now sitting there, about to cross over into Eastern Europe. The Turks are eliminating great flocks of birds, domestic and wild. And if you listen to global authorities, this thing is more than a 50-50 chance of happening. A global pandemic of avian flu. Just as soon, now, of course, it's I've said this before. If a vaccine is developed, I don't believe any Christian fundamentalist or Muslim fundamentalist should have access to it, because Christian fundamentalists and Muslim fundamentalists don't believe in evolution, don't believe in mutation, don't believe in natural selection. And the avian flu, if it does hit humans, is going to be a classic example of mutation. And according to the Christian and Muslim fundamentalists, such a thing cannot happen. So these folks will, in my world, where I'm king, these people would be denied the vaccine. That's right. I'm that cold-blooded. We'll be right back. I'm Mike Molloy.
Is the Mike Molloy Show on Air America Radio.
A little black dress is always in style, except if you have dandruff. Because when you wear black, even a little dandruff shows.
That's why every day more and more people are switching from ordinary dandruff shampoos to Selsun Blue. Selsun Blue is doctor recommended for flakes and itch. Plus, there's added aloe and moisturizers to give you healthier hair and scalp. If you wear black, don't take a chance with ordinary dandruff shampoos. Do what so many people are doing every day. Make the switch to Selsun Blue.
Never wear black without the blue. Selsun Blue.
Larry King here. You may have heard news about vitamin E lately. If you're like me and you believe in taking vitamin E to protect your health, here's something you should know. There's one vitamin E that's different. It's all natural ester E. Only ester E protects its antioxidant benefits until your body's ready to use it. You get more than protection. You get advanced protection. Ester protection. Look for Advanced Protection Ester E and Ester C everywhere vitamins are sold.
In heating, one thing stands alone.
That would be me, your Carrier furnace.
A Carrier Infinity furnace is the most energy efficient you can buy and can save up to 40% on energy bills versus previous models. Now that's hardworking.
I'm like your alarm clock. How hardworking could anything be with a snooze button?
Whether it's saving up to $1,100 with cool cash, our special financing, or saving on energy bills, the Infinity furnace is one hard worker. Carrier, turn to the experts. Limited time offer, restrictions apply. See participating dealer for details.
Hello. I am the Ricola Mystery Coffer. If you hear me coughing and offer me a soothing, natural Ricola cough drop, I'll reward you with $1,000, $100,000, maybe $1 million. But be warned, I can be a man
or a woman.
So keep your Ricola cough drops on hand.
For clues and official rules, go to RicolaUSA.com. No purchase necessary. Game open to legal U.S. residents 18 years or older. Game begins 10-105 and ends 2-2806. Ricola!
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
The people who provide Care One Credit Counseling Services know how to help you get out of debt and get on with your life. So call now, 800-297-3019. That's 800-297-3019. We can help you stop the collection calls, pay off your debt sooner, and save up to 57% every month.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
Call for licensing details. Get out of debt and get on with your life. Gather up your bills and talk to the people who can help, to the people who care. Call Care One Credit Counseling now. 800-297-3019. 800-297-3019. That's 800-297-3019.
Hey, Mom, what you doing?
I'm shopping for Dad's gift online, but I'm not having much luck.
Yeah, Dad's pretty tough to shop for.
Maybe I'll get him gift certificates to the movies.
Yeah, but he really doesn't like the multiplex, Ma. What about a Film Movement subscription?
A what?
A Film Movement subscription. It's like a wine of the month club for movies. Film Movement sends you a new independent movie on DVD every month to own for less than the cost of two movie tickets.
Really?
Yeah, and with your subscription, you can buy previous Film Movement selections at a discount.
Well, he is always saying how he wishes the film festivals would come to him. So how do I get a Film Movement subscription?
Well, you go to airamericaradio.com, click on the Film Movement banner, and you'll get a discount that makes the price of each DVD in your subscription only $11.90 each.
Finally, a gift I know he'll use.
There's only one Film Movement.
To join the DVD of the Month Club, Newsweek says, is designed to reach the ordinarily neglected movie lover. Go to AirAmericaRadio.com now, click on the Film Movement banner, and get your Film Movement discount now. Hurry, supplies are limited.
You know, people pay as much as $48 for a pound of gourmet coffee, as much as $150 for a diet pill. Well, what if we combine the two into a great-tasting coffee that guarantees you'll lose weight? Well, we have, and it's called Slim Cafe. A combination of 7 safe and effective diet ingredients blended into a gourmet coffee. This 28-ounce bag of Slim Cafe is a 45-day supply. Simply replace your coffee with ours and watch those pounds fade away. And if you don't lose 5 or 10 pounds, well, return it for a full refund, no questions asked. Get started on your own weight loss program by calling toll-free now. You'll get a 45-day supply of delicious Slim Cafe for only $39.95. And remember, if you don't start losing pounds, return it for a full refund. Call now and start your day with Slim Cafe. Call toll-free right now, 1-800-399-6220. That's 1-800-399-6220. Call now, 1-800-399-6220.
Attention, all Americans without dental coverage. Now you can save from 20 to 50% or more off your dental bill with the People's Dental Plan. Just log on to www.savemysmile.com to get your money-saving membership today. This discount plan saves you money on virtually all dental procedures, cleanings, root canals, braces, fillings, x-rays, crowns, and more at over 24,000 locations nationwide. Membership costs just $9.95 a month and covers your whole family with no limits on use, so it could more than pay for itself the very first time you visit the dentist. Important, you can save from 20 to 50% or more on virtually all dental procedures. Your satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Log on to SaveMySmile.com and get your People's Dental Plan membership today. Offered through People's Benefit Services, Inc., not an insurance plan.
Boom, boom, boom. Bang, 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 bang. Boom, 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 boom. Bang, 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 bang. I love the way you walk, and I love the way you talk.
The policy decisions for a president dealing with an avian flu outbreak are difficult. One option is the use of a military that's able to plan and move.
Bang, 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 bang.
Yeah. You'd like to use the military, wouldn't you, George, every time you go take a leak? This Indian company has decided to make a generic version of the flu drug Tamiflu. There is a population in India approaching 800 million. Is that close enough? About 800 million? It's getting close to a billion, I know. And the this drug Tamiflu apparently reduces the severity of flu. There is no vaccine for the so-called avian flu. They can't develop one yet because it hasn't mutated to the point where they're absolutely certain it passes from human to human. Until that point, I believe I'm right with this, until such a thing occurs, there's no way to get the final blueprint of the virus that is transmissible between humans, among humans, right? Is that how it works? I think that's how it works. What the drug manufacturers can do is produce huge amounts of Tamiflu. And I seem to remember reading that Tamiflu can reduce the severity of symptoms, but that's about it. And it may reduce the number of days that you're going to suffer if you just get a garden variety of flu. Reduce the number of days you suffer from 10 to 9. I don't know. It doesn't seem to me to be a very effective drug drug against the flu virus. So, where does that leave us? It leaves the world with a very clear dividing line. On one side are the wealthier nations that can beat their pharmaceutical companies into producing Tamiflu, which is what Western Europe is doing. Certain countries in South America, mostly Western Europe, African countries, Asian countries, countries that have a preponderance of poor folks, they're kind of screwed. They don't have, they're at the mercy of the Western European and American pharmaceutical companies. And we all know that grim story. Pharmaceutical companies will not allow countries to produce generic brands of their drugs in various African countries, for example, to fight AIDS. A couple have relented, I believe, and I believe South Africa has just said to hell with it and gone ahead instead of producing some of these generic drugs. But you see, the pharmaceutical companies, which are almost as wealthy as the oil companies, which are almost as wealthy as the insurance companies, which are almost as wealthy as the banking companies, which are almost as wealthy as the international arms merchants, who are almost as wealthy as the international drug cartel, the pharmaceutical companies do not want their patents breached or broached or you know, give us some money, show us some money. Tamiflu costs about $60 a dosage, I believe. I don't know if it's injected or I would assume it's injected. I frankly don't care because I don't plan on getting any Tamiflu. So there's a company in India. Stay with me on this. I know I'm driving you crazy. There's a company in India, major Indian drug company, announced yesterday that it's going to start making a generic version of Tamiflu. The chairman of Cipla of Bombay, that's the company, Cipla of Bombay, says, right or wrong, we're going to commercialize and make oseltamivir, which is the drug's generic name. He acknowledged this, the chairman of Cipla of Bombay acknowledged that he might face a fight in the Indian courts with Roche, the company that makes this stuff, the Swiss pharmaceutical company that holds a patent. And as the New York Times reported, although generic manufacturers cannot legally sell the patented drug in the West, all national patent laws, including those of the United States, allow governments to cancel patents during emergencies and either buy generics or force patent holders to license their formula to rivals. Now, why am I bringing this up? Because in the United States, you see, we're not going to have a pharmaceutical company that says, all right, we're going to go ahead and make a generic version of Tamiflu that will sell for $3. Not going to happen. Tamiflu costs $60 per treatment in the United States, and the company which makes and sells this stuff, Roche, has repeatedly refused to license the generic version or even disclose how much it makes. An American spokesman for Roche said the other day that the company fully intends to remain the sole manufacturer of Tamiflu. If a million people die, too bad. 2 million, 10 million, 15 million, too bad. If you've got $60 a dose, $60 a dose, you'll get your dosage of Tamiflu. If you don't, die. This is business. People die in business. That's just the way it goes. People die in wars. The company says that making this drug involves 10 complex steps. And the company believes it will take another company 2 to 3 years to figure out the steps starting from scratch. But the guy who heads the Cipla of Bombay pharmaceutical company says, bat squeeze. He says he initially thought it would be too hard, but that his scientists had finished reverse engineering the drug in his laboratories 2 weeks ago. And he said he could have small commercial quantities available as early as January. It's the kind of stuff is scary to me, you know? The whole pharmaceutical industry thing is scary to me. That when people need drugs, if they don't have money, they're going to die. Now, I know a lot of people that listen to this program are really anti-drug, and that's your business. I respect you for it. I happen not to be, okay? I really am not anti-drug. I'm not. I'm not going to drink some sort of tea in order to get well. I'd love to live in India and be a lifelong recipient of Ayurvedic medicine, but I'm not. You know, I live here, and I'm exposed to Western diseases, and I will take Western medicines. And, in fact, I really do like my physician. Yeah, I do. So I don't have any problem with vaccines and shots and stuff like that. And don't email me, please, dear God, don't email me. All right, you and I are just a million miles apart on this one. I respect your point of view. You respect mine. Okay, I will get a shot. I get one every year. I will take medications. I know the side effects. I understand. Okay. But here in the United States, it's just one, another example of the right to life, if you don't mind my using that term, being determined by how much money you've got. All you had to do is look at what happened when Katrina slammed into New Orleans, right? The right to life in the United States depends on how much money you have, period. And in this particular case, if this pandemic develops, I know. I get a lot of emails, Malloy, you're crazy, nothing's going to happen, this is all scare tactics. Yeah, probably is. Okay, fine. I have no problem with that. I really don't. I remember the swine flu thing. I remember the people who went and got the shots for swine flu and died from the injection. Yeah. I understand. I understand. But I've also lived through two flu pandemics that were not like the 1918 pandemic. I lived through the one in 1957, was it 57? And then again in 72, 3, 4, somewhere around there. You remember those two? I remember the 57. I was in high school. Whew, Jesus. I can remember going to a high school that had a population, a student population of 1,500 students and maybe, the 300 faculty. And going into class, there'd be three of us sitting there. People died. People died in my high school. From the flu. Young people, not to mention grandmas and, you know, so, I do remember, but I also understand, the scare tactics and the fact that it may not be anything. It's like, you know, going to bomb the subways in New York. Right. Okay. Yeah. Okay. Let's have a orange alert. Okay. Avian flu is coming. All right. The fact is, avian flu does exist. I mean, we all know that. It's been around since 1997. It's been killing birds since 1997. It's there. About 100 people have contracted it, and about half of those have died. So it is there. Let's not even get into a discussion about whether or not it does exist. It does exist. If it mutates to the point where it can move into the human population, uh-oh. But again, I don't know if I believe this as strongly as I made it sound, but I think it would be almost... ironic. No, that's not the word. What's the word I'm looking for? If Christian fundamentalists and Muslim fundamentalists were denied access to the vaccine, because you all don't believe in this stuff. You don't believe in, things don't mutate. Everything was what it was, and God took everything and put two of everything on the ark with Noah and, two of every bacteria, two of every virus, two of every... So if you're a fundamental Muslim or Christian, I don't know about the rest of you religious people, but I know those two groups, they don't want anything to do with this, right? That's great. More for normal people if it comes time for the shots. We'll be right back. I'm Mike Malloy. Osteoporosis, glaucoma, anorexia. Dementia and senility, my baby muscles atrophy.
The Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
Are you losing your hair? Fight back with Avacor, now with Boost, which gives you visibly thicker hair with the first application.
I'm 20 years old and I've been losing my hair for 3 years. I started using Avacor and my hair stopped falling out. It's working.
Well, I'm 72 years old and I can tell you honestly, I have a fuller, healthier head of hair now than I did when I was 18 years old. Avacor really worked.
Whether you're 20, 72, or any age in between, Avacor works. An Avacor Boost will improve your hair's appearance the same day you receive your order. Call now and find out how you can get 3 months of Avacor free with your order. Call 1-800-884-6270. That's 1-800-884-6270. This is a limited-time offer, so call right now. 1-800-884-6270. That's 1-800-884-6270.
All your critical information is on your office PC. To work from home or while traveling, you have to copy everything to disk, email files to yourself, or sync up your laptop. What a hassle. Here's your solution. GoToMyPC, the easiest, most secure access solution on the market. With GoToMyPC, you can access your office PC from anywhere in the world, all over the internet. Log on to GoToMyPC.com and your desktop instantly appears just as if you were sitting in front of your office computer. Work with all your programs and files, check email, and access any network resource. All you need is internet access, no additional software, and it works automatically with firewalls. With GoToMyPC, anything you can do at your office PC, you can now do from, well, anywhere. You can try GoToMyPC free for 30 days with unlimited access. Visit www.gotomypc.com, click the radio listener link, and use promo code America. That's GoToMyPC.com. Radio listener link, promo America. Try GoToMyPC free today.
War, lies, torture. This is Suher Hamad. The Bush regime is out to remake the world. Continual war. Devastated environment. Forced religion. No right to abortion. No dissent. No critical thought. We must stop this now. 2008 is too late. The world can't wait. Drive out the Bush regime. We begin November 2nd. Join us in the streets. No school, no work. Call 866-973-4463 or worldcan'twait.org.
If you're considering a loan or bankruptcy to get out of debt, it's time for you to stop and think about how your decision will affect your finances and your credit rating. Before you do anything, talk to the experts at Trinity First. They'll provide you with a free debt analysis and a proven plan to get you out of debt.
We owe thousands in credit card debt. Those past due notices were piling up, and the collection calls were getting ugly.
Trinity looked at our situation and put us on a plan.
We started saving money, and we stopped dodging phone calls.
Trinity gave us one monthly payment we can handle.
They reduced our interest, so over time, we saved thousands.
If your debt has you down, call Trinity.
We did. Now we're debt-free for keeps.
Trinity!
Call the experts at Trinity for your free debt analysis at 800-936-7649. That's 800-936-7649. Call now, 800-936-7649.
Hello and welcome back to Ask the Orkin Man.
Hey, Orkin Man. I think termites are destroying my kid's wood swing set.
Oh, that's not good. What makes you think it's termites?
I don't know. The swings are lower.
But are you sure your kids aren't just taller?
Even the baby's got skin knees.
Oh.
Now my house could be next.
Could be. Those little foragers can travel over 100 feet.
It's only 30 to the house.
Don't worry. One of our experts can treat these and help prevent more in the future.
Thanks, Orkin Guy.
Man.
Man.
For a free inspection, just call
1-800-ORKINMAN.
Scott the Flying Monkey writes Blue. Here's the cure, Mike Malloy.
Ten before the hour. We're just kind of swamped in here tonight with Pat Tillman's family is going ballistic. Have you heard about this? This was in Dave Zirin wrote about it in The Nation in the October 24th issue of The Nation, which is I believe is the one that's out right now. On September 25th, the San Francisco Chronicle reported that the former National Football League star and Army Ranger and war hero as designated, war hero designated by the U.S. military, Pat Tillman, that Tillman believed the U.S. war on Iraq was effing illegal, in quotes, quote, effing illegal. Those were Pat Tillman's words. This is in the San Francisco Chronicle. And among his favorite authors, he counted Noam Chomsky. The source of all this for the article was Pat Tillman's mother, Mary. And as the nation says, Mary and the Tillman family are relentlessly pushing for answers to the questions surrounding Pat's death in Afghanistan. They want to know why it took the Pentagon 5 weeks to tell them he died in a tragic case of friendly fire. They want to know why they were unwitting props at Pat's funeral, weeping while lies were told by eulogizing politicians. And Dave Zirin's piece here goes on to say the very private Tillmans have revealed a picture of Pat that is profoundly at odds with the G.I. Joe image created by Pentagon spinmeisters and their media stenographers. I love that, media stenographers. Yeah, that's the crack White House press corps, right? As the San Francisco Chronicle put it, family and friends are now unveiling a side of Pat Tillman not widely known, a fiercely independent thinker who enlisted, fought, and died in service to his country, yet he was critical of Bush, opposed the war in Iraq, where he served a tour of duty. He was an avid reader whose interests ranged from history books to works of Noam Chomsky, a favorite author. That was all in quotes from the Chronicle. Tillman, it says here, had very unembedded feelings about the Iraq War. His close friend, Army Specialist Russell Baer, remembered, quote, "I can see it like a movie screen. We were outside in Iraqi City watching as bombs were dropping on the town. We were talking, and Pat said, 'You know, this war is so effing illegal.' And we all said, 'Yeah, that's who he was. He totally was against Bush,'" end quote. And as Dave Zirin writes, the fact is that Pat Tillman in death was far more useful to the armchair warriors than he had ever been in life. When the Pro Bowl football player joined the Army Rangers, the Pentagon brass needed a loofah to wipe their drool. He was white, handsome, and played in the NFL for a chicken hawk administration led by a president who loves the affectations of machismo but runs from protesting military moms. This testosterone cocktail was impossible to resist. The problem was that Tillman wouldn't play their game. To the Pentagon's chagrin, he turned down numerous offers to be its recruitment poster child. And the article goes on, but it's just kind of a follow-up to the Pat Tillman story. Do you remember? I remember the whole thing. The way Tillman was pointed or painted. A friend of mine who is an NFL freak fan, I don't care for professional sports. As a matter of fact, it all makes me sick because it's all a bunch of overpaid punks that do drugs and screw anything that's moving and then whine about it when they get caught. So, I'm not interested in professional sports at all. But I know a lot of people are. And my friend and I talked about Tillman. And back when Tillman enlisted, my friend was saying, "Jesus, I don't believe this. You know, this guy makes, $30 trillion a minute when he plays football. Why is he giving it up?" And he came to the conclusion that maybe Tillman was some kind of a freak who liked to go kill things and blow stuff up. But, who knows? I don't know. Nobody knows. But anyway, the fact is that Tillman is not, just like Jessica Lynch. Remember Private Lynch? Was she Private Lynch? Yeah, Private Lynch. Remember the amazing, daring rescue of Private Lynch with just hog snot, all of it? So the Tillman family is really pissed because of what the Bush thugs did, in this case, I guess it would be the Rumsfeld thugs, they're all the same, what they did to their son. Painted him into being something that he was not. And this cracks me up, the way Dave Zirin writes in The Nation. He says, when the Pro Bowler joined the Army Rangers, the Pentagon brass needed a loofah to wipe their drool. Sounds like Bill O'Reilly. Just thought I would toss that in. So the Pat Tillman story. Now, the Tillman family is still pushing and pushing and pushing for some explanations. They're not going to get them. Why should the Tillman family? Why should Cindy Sheehan? To the Bush crime family, these moms and dads and people that want to know, they're not playing by the script. The script is they're supposed to sit back and shut up. The Pentagon sends a couple of honor guards out to bury their son, their daughter, their father, their husband, their nephew. Just shut up. We'll send somebody out. They'll play a recording of taps. The bugler doesn't play taps anymore. We have him stand there, but we just play a recording. We might fire off some rifles, but shut up. Take the three-cornered folded flag, take it home, leave it in the box, and shut up. Just shut up. This is Bush's war. Your function provide the bodies.
Mike Malloy on Air America Radio. This is the Nation Minute on Air America Radio.
I ride Amtrak all the time. So do thousands of other Americans. In fact, I took a train from Washington to New York City this morning. Yes, the fare was inflated and overpriced. But traveling by train, especially in urban areas, is far quicker than driving and far easier than flying. That's something political elites on Capitol Hill find difficult to comprehend. For years, conservatives have been trying to gut America's rail system. Earlier this year, the Senate narrowly voted to slash Amtrak's federal funding. Now the Bush administration is moving forward with a plan to carve the company up. The Northeast trains would become a separate entity. The rest of the company would teeter on bankruptcy, with no guarantee of public support. As a result, fare prices will rise even higher. I imagine this administration would prefer we drive Hummers to work, but at a time of record gas prices, less efficient transportation is the last thing this country needs. For more, visit thenation.com. I'm Ari Berman for Air America Radio.
This is a Mother Jones Minute. Last week, the Republican Senate made one of the only honorable decisions we've seen from them this term. It voted to ban the cruel, inhumane, or degrading treatment of any military detainee. They were led by Republican John McCain, but a full 90% of senators, Dems, and Republicans voted for the bill. So why did the Senate finally take the right stand? Cynics said it's because senators knew the bill had no future from the beginning. Our compassionate leader, Bush, has promised a veto from the start. But it may also be because reports from international organizations like Human Rights Watch are finally making an impact. In the hardball calculus of Washington, either way, John McCain wins. This allows him to play the good guy against Bush's increasingly indefensible pro-torture position. It's a good stand for a 2008 presidential hopeful, especially a quote-unquote straight-talking maverick. Even liberals love it when McCain talks tough to them. This has been a Mother Jones Minute.
Are you in debt? Imagine for a minute taking that overwhelming mound of mail and bills you get and tearing them to shreds and pieces. Now imagine taking that never-ending phone that rings and rings and rings with creditors and having it stop. If you want to take that dark cloud in your life and make it a sunny day, call the debt management experts at Genesis Financial today for a free confidential analysis. Our goal is to help you be completely debt-free in 3 to 5 years. When you sign up with us, you only write one check, not dozens, and you choose your own payment date. We'll stop all your late and over-limit fees and all the harassing phone calls. Call the debt management experts at nonprofit Genesis Financial right now. 800-981-7591, 800-981-7591, that's 800-981-7591.
Air America Radio News, I'm Bill Crowley. Delay attacking the prosecutor. Tom DeLay using his congressional campaign to distribute to voters derogatory information about the Texas prosecutor who has indicted him, and also to raise more money for a re-election bid that's been affected by the criminal case. Help Tom fight back, reads one of the solicitations on the website that voters are being directed to as part of an internet-based campaign paid for by DeLay's re-election committee. Contributors, voters, and others who sign up can get regular emails and an electronic toolkit from DeLay's campaign with the latest disparaging information his legal team has prepared on Texas prosecutor Ronnie Earl. Legal experts say DeLay's use of congressional campaign donations to attack Ronnie Earl probably was permissible under the law, though they say it could lead to legal questions about whether he was trying to influence potential jurors for his trial. DeLay has been indicted, along with several colleagues, on charges he conspired to launder illegal corporate contributions to Texas state candidates. DeLay denies the charges. Federal courthouses across the country were jammed today with people trying to beat the start of a new law making it harder to get protection from creditors. The law takes effect Monday, which sets limits on personal bankruptcy filing, the most sweeping bankruptcy reform in decades. A court clerk in New York said there were enough people there to fill up 4 courtrooms, and the line began before dawn outside a courthouse in Denver. A firm that compiles bankruptcy statistics says about 100,000 petitions were filed in the first 3 days this week, meaning the existing record of about 103,000 for the whole week would easily be shattered. Sharply higher gasoline prices set the government's September consumer price index soaring at the fastest rate in more than 25 years. The measure of inflation at the retail level surged 1.2%. The Labor Department says 90% of that increase came because of the record-setting surge in gasoline prices. As Turkey and Romania slaughter more birds, the neighboring European Union trying to keep bird flu from spreading to its shores, EU veterinary experts have agreed on new measures to stop the deadly virus from entering the European bloc of nations. They include ramping up biosecurity measures on farms and border protection to keep banned birds from Turkey and Romania out. Karl Rove has testified for the fourth and presumably last time before the grand jury looking into the naming of CIA operative Valerie Plame. Prosecutors warned him in advance there is no guarantee he will not be indicted. When asked today if Karl Rove still has George Bush's confidence, the White House spokesman Scott McClellan said only that Rove, quote, continues to do his duties. This is Air America Radio News.
If you could cut your mortgage payment by 45%, would that make a difference to you? If you're like most people, it can make a difference of hundreds of dollars a month and thousands of dollars a year. That's why the home loan experts at Quicken Loans created the revolutionary new Smart Choice interest-only loan. It's the flexible mortgage that can lower your payment up to 45%. Homeowners nationwide are calling Quicken Loans at 800-396-9711 to discover the difference for themselves. If you have a mortgage you can't afford not to call, you could see a dramatic drop in your payment even if you've recently refinanced. Call 800-396-9711 now to see how Quicken Loans can lower your house payment up to 45%. Quicken Loans is an equal housing lender. State licensing information available on request. In today's economy, you can't afford to wait. See the difference Quicken Loans can make for you. Call Quicken Loans, America's home loan experts, now. 800-396-9711. 800-396-9711. That's 800-396-9711.
Web conferencing has been around for some time. I ride Amtrak all the time during conference calls. You may have heard of WebEx or Live Meeting, but have you checked out their prices? Whoa, talk about expensive. Good news, there's a more affordable way. GoToMeeting. GoToMeeting doesn't charge per minute. For one low flat monthly rate, hold as many meetings as you want for as long as you need. With GoToMeeting, you don't need to drive or fly to have a meeting anymore. All you need is a PC, phone, and internet connection. And you can collaborate or present with anyone anywhere in the world without ever leaving your office. You can try GoToMeeting free for 30 days with unlimited meetings. For this special offer, visit www.gotomeeting.com, click the radio microphone, and use promo code America. That's gotomeeting.com, radio microphone, promo code America. Discover the power of web conferencing with GoToMeeting.
Are you working 8-hour days, fighting traffic and long commutes? How would you like to work from home and never have to worry about finances again? Now you can. Cindy is a mother of three beautiful kids and used to clean houses for a living to make ends meet. She found out about HomeBiz6.com. Her first month full-time, she earned $2,500. Her income increased about $1,000 per month and now earns $16,000 a month. Tori says, "Before I started my own business, I worked 10-hour days in a high-pressure job. I wore out my car commuting back and forth to work. Now I make over $100,000 a year in my pajamas." Go to HomeBiz6.com. Order a free, no-obligation work-from-home training package. Shipping not included. That's HomeBiz6.com. Tracy, a restaurant manager who came home to be a full-time mom, made $1,000 her first month and was earning $5,000 a month just 6 months in the business. Get free information now. Log on to HomeBiz6.com. That's HomeBiz, the number 6.com.
Welcome back. It's about 7 past the hour. Ladies and gentlemen, I have in my hands here sound bites from Simple Scotty McClellan, the briefing yesterday, and a couple from yesterday and a couple from today. So we could just strike up the band and get this going. We don't have a band. I'm sorry.
No, I just wanted to say that we did play some other Scotty sound bites on Thursday when we filled in for Springer. So I just didn't want people to think that I was omitting crucial information about the Myers interchange.
They get like this when they have a sick child. All right. This is the first example here of Simple Scotty getting mean. Of course, I have a sick child, too. Simple Scotty's getting mean. He attacks Helen Thomas every day, doesn't he? An 80-year-old woman. And this rat bastard, this bloated, gas-filled thug, attacks Helen Thomas every day because she's one of the few members of the crack White House press corps that just doesn't take McClellan's garbage. You know, she stands toe-to-toe and bitch-slaps him day after day after day. Until he just ignores her. I have the deepest respect for Helen Thomas. By the same token, I'd like to show up in the White House press room and defend her physically, if you know what I mean. Wink, wink, nudge, nudge. Not that she would need it. I think if Helen Thomas ever took a swing at Snotty Scotty, he would just flee in terror, hiking his skirts up and just running as fast as he could out of the room. But it's just so ugly. He got her again yesterday and today. This is how his attack went yesterday, and then he got her again today. We'll play both of them for you. At least today, ABC's Terry Moran came to her defense. Now, yesterday, Helen dared to ask for clarification of Bush's comments that we expected total victory. That's Bush's words. Jesus Christ. In Iraq. So Helen said, what does the president mean by total victory? That we will never leave Iraq until we have total victory? What does that mean?
A free and democratic Iraq in the heart of the Middle East, because a free and democratic Iraq in the heart of the Middle East will be a major blow to the ambitions.
If they ask us to leave, then we'll leave.
Okay, I'm trying to respond. A free and democratic Iraq in the heart of the broader Middle East will be a major blow to the ambitions of Al-Qaeda and their terrorist associates. The president recognizes that we are engaged in a global war on terrorism. And when you're engaged in a war, it's not always pleasant, and it's certainly a last resort. But when you engage in a war, you take the fight to the enemy. You go on the offense, and that's exactly what we're doing. We are fighting them there so that we don't have to fight them here. September 11th taught us.
Iraq has nothing to do with 9/11.
Yeah, well, you have a very different view of the war on terrorism, and I'm sure you're opposed to the broader war on terrorism.
Sorry, on what basis do you say Helen is opposed to the broader war on terrorism?
Well, she certainly expressed her concerns about Afghanistan and Iraq and going into those two countries. I think I can go back and pull up her comments over the course of the past couple of years.
And speak for her, which is odd.
I said she may be, because certainly if you look at her comments over the course of the past couple of years, she has expressed her concerns.
You know, what she says at the end there, I'm opposed to preemptive war, unprovoked preemptive war. And my bad, this happened yesterday, not today, that Terry Moran stepped into her defense. But, these pissy little chicken hawks, these little bloated gas bags like Scott McClellan, they make statements like, when you're engaged in a war, it's not always pleasant. Okay. When is it pleasant? When is it pleasant, Turd Blossom? Oh, that's Rove's name. Okay, when is it pleasant, Gas Boy? Have I mentioned yet tonight how much I hate these people, especially this one, this bug-eyed, bloated freak? All right. McClellan starts really attacking the reporters after that little back and forth with Helen Thomas. Not just poor old Helen, and he tries to blame the reporters for focusing on Supreme Court nominee Harriet Meyer's religious beliefs, as if it's the reporters making a big deal out of it, not the Bush administration. Psst, Scotty, it wasn't John King on the phone to James Dobson to talk about what church Myers attended. Psst, Scotty, Helen Thomas didn't call Pat Robertson telling Myers belonged to a Texas Right to Life organization, you bloated gas bag. So a reporter starts by saying, Scott, some conservatives had suggested this week or speculated that while Bush would never withdraw Myers' nomination, that she might decide that she can't weather the storm, and she might withdraw. Can you give us just some idea of her tenacity to be able to withstand all this fire from the right?
All this fire? I would disagree with that. Let's talk about how the way you're approaching things. This should be based on a person's record and qualifications and their judicial philosophy. I haven't seen you out there reporting about some of her qualifications and her record. And I see by the tone of your question that you want to get into some of these side issues.
Oh,
I welcome the opportunity
God.
To engage in this discussion because this should be based on qualifications and experience and judicial philosophy. Some people want to create a different standard.
Go faster!
And, you know, Jim, you can sit there and shake your head, but she is exceptionally well qualified.
Scott, yesterday both you and the president said that it was important that...
Well, anyone that knows her record and her experience wouldn't be making such a suggestion. Well, some of you all wanted to focus more on religion. We focused on her qualifications and record.
We asked the questions and you provide the answers?
Yes, and I was providing the answer. Can I not say what I want to say?
Don't you wish you
Isn't it my right to talk and say what I want to? You all want to focus on side issues like religion. We've said from the beginning... Come on, Jim. We've always talked about her record and her qualifications.
Can you believe that? Can you believe this bloated, pasty-faced white man standing there screaming like some street whore who gets caught with her shorts down and a bag of crack cocaine around her neck? There he is. There he is. Simple Scotty. Last one from yesterday. Let's play a game here. Let's see how many times Scotty can say record and qualifications.
Carl, what we have talked about publicly is her record and her qualifications and her judicial philosophy. Some have chosen to focus on other issues. We have focused on her record and her qualifications, and some people don't want to talk about the record and qualifications.
All right, wait a minute. What happened there? We lost the sound. Let's try it again. Let's see how many times Scotty can say record and qualifications three times fast as he continues to accuse the press of doing exactly what he and the Bush crime family have been doing, focusing on Myers' religious beliefs. This is from Fox News reporter Carl, whatever his name is. He says, yesterday, Scott, the president said the American people did want to know about her background and that her religion was part of that. And you pointed out repeatedly that her religion was part of that. The question was whether or not she's the type of person who has the tenacity to deal with any criticism in a confirmation process.
Carl, what we have talked about publicly is her record and her qualifications and her judicial philosophy. Some have chosen to focus on other issues. We have focused on her record and her qualifications. And some people don't want to talk about the record and qualifications. They're interested in setting different standards.
Faith, the person of faith yesterday, those words came out of your mouth.
She is.
A person of faith.
And she is.
And so we've reported on...
But what's the relevance if you're saying it's not relevant? And
that's just part of who she is. But
why not answer the question?
This is great. Let's talk about the record qualifications. Obviously, you don't want to do that because you said I talked about how she was a person of faith.
Yes,
I said that she recognizes that religion and personal views have no role to play when it comes to being a judge. Yet, some in the media wanted to continue to chase this story and not focus on her record and her qualifications. That's all I'm saying.
Can you believe this? Can you believe this guy? Huh? Yeah. All right, quick break. We'll be back, and we'll have some sound from today's press conference. Stay with us. I'm Mike Millar.
Yeah. listening to The Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
Whether it's fair or not, people judge you by the words you use. In business and socially, your vocabulary and language skills tell everyone about your background, education, even your intelligence. That's why you need Verbal Advantage. While you listen, Verbal Advantage will give you the confidence that comes with a strong command of the English language. No more fumbling for the right word. No more embarrassment at how to express yourself. No more fear of using the wrong word. And it's so easy. To learn, you simply listen. When you want. Where you want. See why over 100,000 people have already gotten the verbal advantage they need for success.
To learn more about verbal advantage, call now. 1-888-293-WORD. That's 293-WORD. 1-888-293-WORD.
What if I told you that you could learn a new language the same way you learned your first language, with no tedious translation, no useless memorization, and no boring drills? You'd have every right to be skeptical, especially if you struggled with languages in the past. That's why we want to send you a free demo CD-ROM from Rosetta Stone. You'll find out what U.S. diplomats, over 10,000 schools, and NASA already know, that this is the world's fastest, easiest way to learn a new language, guaranteed. Call now to request your free CD-ROM and try it with our compliments. This amazing demo includes 28 languages. Learn a language better than you thought possible and faster than you ever imagined. Call 1-800-338-2218 and we'll rush you the free Rosetta Stone CD-ROM today. Remember, there's no tedious translation, memorization, or drills. Call for your free Rosetta Stone CD-ROM today and see how easy and effective it really is. The number is 1-800-338-2218. That's 1-800-338-2218.
If you're into eBay or just want to make an unbelievable amount of money selling stuff on the internet, then grab a pen to write down a number that could change your life forever.
So far I've done 100,000 in gross sales.
Everything you need to get started making money on the internet, including the internet's largest marketplace, eBay, is on a free CD from Internet Speedway. Generate massive cash selling products you don't have to see, store, or even pay for. You may never have to work in an office again. Instead, you can put up your feet while your computer becomes a money-making machine.
I was able to quit my 9-to-5 with the money I make now.
Now I have my own successful online business. It's already brought in over $175,000 for me.
The Internet Speedway system could change your life forever. For your free CD on how to make money on the Internet, including sites like eBay, call 1-800-322-1238. But when this offer's gone, it's gone. 1-800-322-1238. 1-800-322-1238.
The ability to remotely access your office PC from home or while traveling is a must. Problem is, solutions like PC Anywhere or VPNs are so limiting and difficult to use. Great news. Go to MyPC, the easiest, most secure way to access your PC from anywhere all over the internet. You don't have to be a tech guru to figure it out. All you need is internet access, and you'll have complete and instant access to everything on your Office PC from anywhere. Simply log on to gotomypc.com, and your desktop instantly appears just as if you were sitting in front of your office computer. Work with all your programs and files, check email, and access any network resource. With GoToMyPC, anything you can do at your office PC, you can now do from, well, anywhere. You can try GoToMyPC free for 30 days with unlimited access. Visit www.gotomypc.com, click the radio listener link, and use promo code AMERICA. That's GoToMyPC.com, radio listener link, promo AMERICA. Try GoToMyPC free today.
Cons. Don't be afraid. Be very afraid. It's Mike Malloy on Air America Radio. No!
21 past the hour. Now, today's briefing, things progress from bad to worse on the overnight news cycle. You know, with Robe testifying for the fourth time. Good chance that Cheney's going to be indicted, or at least an unindicted co-conspirator like Nixon was. Watch. The staged troop talk criticism growing louder. And by the way, are you aware that of those, I think there were 11 people sitting there, 10 of them were Americans, several of them are just, they are what Al Gore was in Vietnam. They're media flacks. Now, I know that everyone's aware at this point of Corinne Lombardo, the woman who was on the front row. But there are three or four more of those people. These people see zero action. These are not combat troops. Did you wonder when you were watching this? I got a couple of emails from people that said, Jesus, they don't look like they're in a combat zone. They look like this was shot in upstate New York. Yeah, you can definitely get that impression. But these smiley-faced 10 people, I hope they all make it back safe. They're American troops. They shouldn't be there. Yada, 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 yada. Having said that, it's another misrepresentation. This is what these sons of bitches do in the Bush crime family. This is what they do over and over and over again. So it's my understanding now, in addition to Corinne Lombardo, that there were several other members of that little group who are nothing more than me. Their job is to greet reporters or members of Congress when they come into the green zone and take them around. They don't leave the green zone. They don't go out where regular troops go or where National Guardsmen go or where reservists go. They don't go where the bullets are flying. They stay inside their compound. It just gets worse and worse and worse. So by this afternoon, Simple Scotty's typical brain-dead facade had a total wipeout as he became openly hostile to the press. A reporter named Jessica begins with a question about the president's confidence in Turd Blossom, you know, Karl Rove. And the reporter, Jessica, simply says, Scott, does the president still have full confidence in Karl Rove?
Yeah, Jessica, this is asking questions all in the context of an ongoing investigation.
He's one of the president's chief advisors. Does he have confidence in the...
Karl continues to do his duties as deputy chief of staff and senior advisor to the president, and you're trying to ask a question in the context of an ongoing investigation. So I would encourage you to go back and look what I said previously, but you're asking this question today in the context of some grand jury testimony that's going on. So that's asking a question in the context of an ongoing investigation. The best way we can help the investigation proceed forward is not to comment on it here from this podium.
Going to the workings of the White House, you said that there is an extensive White House staff that can take up the issues. Is the suggestion that Karl Rove is less and less engaged and less able to perform his duties?
No, I didn't say that at all, did I?
Well, you'll notice what's going on here. In the first place, is Scott McClellan a psychopath or a sociopath, at least? Huh? Yeah, do you hear it? Can you sense it in the way he talks? Yeah, so can I. Yeah, so can I. And when he says, I would encourage you to go back and look at what I said previously, let me add, when I lied to you idiots over about Carl's innocence in the plane case. Remember what McClellan came out there and told these people. That he had personally talked with Rove and Libby and knew that neither of them were involved. So who's lying, Rove and Libby or this pasty-faced gas bag white boy? Huh? Who do you think? And he says that he keeps saying the best way to help the investigation proceed forward is not to comment on it here from this podium. Like, the best way to keep our lying asses out of the federal pen is to shut the bleep up, right? This is good stuff because what we're watching here is a total breakdown of a corrupt, filthy, banana republic administration that seized power in this country 5 years ago. Now, there's a good chance that they're going to react by overreacting and do something terrible to this country, just like the war criminal Henry Kissinger had to make sure that Nixon's powers to start a war were thwarted by Kissinger notifying the Joint Chiefs, look, Nixon's about ready to go completely into a breakdown state. So if you get the order to launch check with me. Now, there's nobody in the Bush crime family that way. These are all killers. These are all thugs. These are all bastards of the highest order. You know what happens when you corner a mad, foaming-at-the-mouth dog, don't you? So I don't know who the check and balance is on this regime. I don't. Maybe it's Colin Powell. Maybe that's one of the reasons he resigned, so he can was able to reestablish contact with his former military buds, so that if this regime tries something, the military can step in and stop them. I don't know. But what we're watching here is the absolute breakdown of the United States administration. And it's really something to watch, isn't it? We'll be right back.
Firing my friend Carl would be too cruel. Stand by your man.
This is the Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
Don't let a stiff neck or an aching back or even arthritis keep you from being active. Go out and get the Salon Pause Patch. Salon Pause medicated patches provide fast and sustained relief to aching muscles and joints. Simply apply the Salon Pause Patch where it hurts and enjoy hours of soothing relief. No fuss, no mess, just lasting relief. So don't let muscle pain slow you down. Be more active with the Salon Pause Patch. Salon Pause is available at major chain drugstores and pharmacies.
Hello. I am the Ricola Mystery Cougher. If you hear me coughing and offer me a soothing, natural Ricola cough drop, I'll reward you with $1,000, $100,000, maybe $1 million. But be warned, I can be a man
or a woman.
So keep your Ricola cough drops on hand.
For clues and official rules, go to RicolaUSA.com. No purchase necessary. Game open to legal U.S. residents 18 years or older. Game begins 10-105 and ends 2-2806.
Ricola!
In heating, one thing stands alone.
That would be me, your Carrier furnace.
A Carrier Infinity furnace is the most energy efficient you can buy and can save up to 40% on energy bills versus previous models. Now that's hardworking.
Unlike your alarm clock, how hardworking could anything be with a snooze button?
Whether it's saving up to $1,100 with cool cash, our special financing, or saving on energy bills, the Infinity furnace is one hard worker. Carrier, turn to the experts. Limited time offer, restrictions apply. See participating dealer for details.
Larry King here. You know I've been taking Ester C for years. Did you know that now I take Ester E too? This is a vitamin E with a difference. Only Ester E protects its antioxidant benefits until your body's ready to use it. It's a unique form of all-natural E captured for the first time in a supplement. Do what I do. Take Ester E. Advanced protection. Ester Protection. Look for Advanced Protection Ester E and Ester C everywhere vitamins are sold.
Is the IRS ruining your life? Are you afraid of losing everything? You can end the despair you feel right now. Get ready to write down an important phone number you're going to need to help solve your IRS nightmare. The number is 800-661-0491.
Hello, I'm John Harris, president of J.K. Harris & Company, the nation's largest tax representation firm. IRS problems have a way of ruining every aspect of your life if you let them. They don't go away on their own. The IRS can attach your wages, your pension, your savings, even your Social Security checks. If you owe back taxes, don't despair. Since 1997, our former IRS agents and tax professionals have successfully negotiated settlements for our clients, saving them millions of dollars.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, call J.K. Harris at 800-661-0491 now. You may qualify to dramatically reduce your tax debt. Call 800-661-0491. That's 800-661-0491.
If getting life insurance is on your things to do list, now you can get a term life policy in just 10 minutes. 10 minutes to get up to $250,000 of term life insurance if you qualify through Jefferson National Life Insurance Company. Call now for a free quote. 1-866-492-2500. With Jefferson National, there's no medical exam, no long forms, and no agent will visit you. Just take 10 minutes over the phone. If you qualify, your term life coverage starts right away. Call now, 1-866-492-2500. Getting life insurance has never been easier to cross off your list. Contains limitations, not available in all states. Term life issued by Jefferson National, Dallas, Texas, under form number JNL-SEL-03, and the American Life Insurance Company of New York, New York, under form number ANLYSEL-03. Call Jefferson National now, 1-866-492-2500, 1-866-492-2500. That's 1-866-492-2500.
So you want to stop smoking? Well, here's what I want you to do. Go to a drugstore and take a stop smoking product off the shelf. Go to the cashier. Tell them you don't want to pay for the product. You just want to take it home and try it. And if, and only if, you stop smoking, will you then come back and pay for it? Most likely, if you tried this, you'd be arrested. But as silly as this sounds, this is exactly what the smoke-free free trial offer is. Smoke-free is a complete all-natural stop smoking system. And when you call today, they will send you a 30-day supply of the program absolutely free. This program eliminates withdrawals, cravings, and includes a 30-day supply of the smoke-free capsules, a guide to living smoke-free book, an audio support program, a capsule holder, and a bottle of weight loss capsules, just in case you are worried about gaining weight while you're trying to quit. To find out if you qualify for this free trial offer, join the tens of thousands who have quit for life with smoke-free. Call 1-800-684-5908. That's 1-800-684-5908. This is a limited-time offer, so call 1-800-684-5908 now.
Picture this. You're on the phone with a client, prospect, or coworker trying to explain something visual, a document, spreadsheet, or PowerPoint, but it's frustrating because they just can't see what you're talking about. Good news. Now they can. Just invite them to an online meeting using GoToMeeting. Here's how it works. Set up a meeting in advance or on the fly. Whoever you need to meet with simply logs on to GoToMeeting.com with a meeting ID and bam! They now see your computer desktop on their computer screen, so you can show them what you're talking about. It's simply the best and most affordable way to run a conference call. It's just like meeting in person. You can try GoToMeeting free for 30 days with unlimited meetings. For this special offer, visit www.gotomeeting.com, click the radio microphone, and use promo code AMERICA. That's GoToMeeting.com, radio microphone, promo AMERICA. Discover the power of web conferencing.
Six before the hour. All right, this next song and dance about Karl Rove sounds like a Gilbert and Sullivan routine, I swear. You know, it would be funny if it weren't for the fact that so many people are dying or living in poverty or suffering under this filthy administration. But the reporter, as sort of a follow-up to the previous question, the reporter says, Scott, are you saying that CIA leak aside, you can't say that the president has full confidence in Karl Rove?
Now, maybe you didn't hear what I was saying earlier. I said what I said previously still stands.
What did you say previously? Say that all
you can go back and look at it. I'll be glad to show you the transcript when that question came up last time.
So he does have full confidence?
I've already addressed that, Jim.
Why can't you repeat
If you've addressed it, why can't you repeat it for me?
Clearly. Why do you have to keep asking a question that I've already answered when...
Because I don't know the answer.
No, because you're asking in the context of ongoing investigation, and it's very easy to go and look at our transcripts and pull
that
information.
That's why I said set the leak aside, just in general.
Yes, and I said I stand by what I said previously.
Isn't this fun in a very macabre sort of way to watch this gas bag spin into this kind of extemporaneous insanity? It is fun. I have to admit it. I hope every one of these evil bastards I hope bad stuff happens. Whatever their karmic wheel dictates, the bad stuff should be. You see, I'm not going to wish them dead or wish them full of cancer or wish their plane would crash. That's none of my business. But I would like to see whatever their karmic wheel has planned for them, I want to see it happen. And I think it's going to be pretty powerful stuff. Remember, karma is not revenge. It's just balance. But these people have done such evil, bastardly things to America, to our military, to our environment, to our economy, to our allies, to people who were trying to deal with 12 years of American sanctions and a filthy dictator in their own country. These people, the Bush crime family, this enormous collection of thugs, gangsters, marauders, murderers, killers, facilitators of child rape, these people have done such incredible damage. You know, take it out of the context of their leadership role in America 2005, from 2000 to 2005. Take it out of that context and set it as the evil thuggery that these people have perpetrated against anyone who comes within their sphere of influence. Soldiers, amputees, dead people, children, hurricane victims, earthquake victims, everybody, with a couple of exceptions, of course. Their gang, their tangential gang, God, I've used that word a lot this week, Kathy, they're safe. So I just want to see the full weight of karma. I've got to believe in something. And to me, karma does kind of hold with Newtonian physics. So maybe that'll happen, huh? More from the Orwellian vaudeville routine that is the Rove criminal investigation. So Scotty's not talking. When will the American people learn the truth about Turd Blossom, as Scotty has promised? Reporter says, Scott, you said a couple of minutes ago that we'd be glad to talk about the leak case once the investigation's over. Is that a commitment by you to provide a full public accounting of what went on here in the White House when the grand jury finishes its work at the end of the month?
Well, you're asking me to speculate about what the special prosecutor may conclude. No, you said that the special prosecutor may not issue a report. Let's let the special prosecutor do his work. Then we'll talk about these questions at that point. But what our focus was on cooperating with the special prosecutor, letting him come to a successful conclusion. And he's the one that was charged with overseeing this investigation, not us.
That's not what you said a moment ago, though. You said you would be glad to answer these questions once the investigation is over.
I said I'd be glad to talk about the investigation once it's come to a conclusion.
Well,
that's what I'm talking about.
Will the White House eventually provide an accounting of what went on?
Well, again, I just answered that question.
Oh, my God. Huh? I want to see it. I want to see Scott McClellan wind up picking boogers out of his nose and stuffing them in his ears. I do. While he sits in a corner, staring at the corner, where he sits on his well-padded ass and picks things out of his nose and stuffs them in his ears and gibbers, "Give me more crack! Give me more crack! Give me more crack!" That's what I want to see for this guy. Oh, I've got fantasies about the rest of them too. But this guy has spewed more snot on the crack White House press corps since he has been press secretary. That I think the perfect karmic response would be a total break with reality for this thug, where he sits on his large white ass and eats boogers or stuffs them in his ears. For you people who are listening to this program for the first time, I don't normally get this juvenile. I'm just, I listen to this stuff, so this is how it leaves me. So let's leave Scotty's very elucidating answers about Karl Rove, as you know, the reporters are growing weary of being squirted in the eye with a seltzer bottle and dodging cream pies and boogers. They now turn to the topic of yesterday's embarrassing Wizard of Oz troop talk session. Reporter asked this question to Scott. And regarding yesterday's event with the president and the soldiers in Tikrit, has there been any adjustment in the administration's position about whether or not it was scripted or rehearsed? And what sort of protocols will be followed in the future, Scott?
Well, I think you heard from the troops that were participating in that event, said that they were expressing their own thoughts. So you heard directly from the troops, and these are troops that are on the ground in Iraq, who were giving the president and the American people a first-hand account of the progress that is being made on the ground.
Oh, really? Did you get the lights turned back on today, by the way, the electricity? Did that come back on? It's my understanding all the power grid was sabotaged. Did that ever come back on today? You lying son of a bitch. You filthy little twit liar. These are troops that are on the ground in Iraq. No, these are troops that are on the ground in the Green Zone. These are press flacks, Scotty, just like you. These are booger pickers, just like you. God. So McClellan stays back on the attack as reporters continue to question Bush's staged propaganda. Troop talk, little nasty-ass abuse of the troops yesterday. Reporter says, when the president meets with his commander, Scott, is there a more vigorous give and take? Or is it like what we saw today?
Of course there is. By the way, I don't even know why you're making such a suggestion. And yesterday, the president was trying to engage in a back and forth with our troops. And you're missing the larger point of the event yesterday, which was to highlight the historic milestone that is taking place in Iraq tomorrow and the preparations for that election.
Oh, my God. And yesterday, the president was trying to engage in a back and forth with our troops. But his earpiece kept falling out. And that little Akil fellow, that little Arab-looking dude, kept trying to leap through the screen and kiss him. Remember that? What did he say? You're missing the larger point of the event yesterday. Yeah, you're supposed to report the propaganda, damn it. Don't ask me questions. What's wrong with you, crack White House press corps? Huh? Has something changed? Quack, quack. Has something changed? Ever since I've had this job of being the press flack for Mr. Bush, Mr. President, you people have just more or less taken what I've said and printed it. What's wrong? What's going on? Maybe Scott doesn't realize that the crack White House press corps, with a couple of exceptions, most notably Helen Thomas, they smell blood in the water, Scott. It's your 37% approval rating for this miserable piece of human waste that somehow stole the presidency. And finally tonight, we'll end these clips as we began with another snotty attack on 80-year-old Washington journalistic legend Helen Thomas. Does Scotty kiss his grandmother with this mouth that he uses on Helen? Helen says, what do you say to reports? Now, you're going to have to listen close, Truth Seekers, because, you know, Helen is an old lady who speaks softly, and Scott McClellan is a young punk-ass bully who tries to overtalk her. So, anyway, Helen says, what do you say to reports that the White House, Scott, is very jittery about everything that's been happening and that the president is under a great strain?
You've been covering the president today. The president's been having a pretty full day here at the White House. Like I said, we got a lot of important work on the plate, and we are moving forward on the president's agenda.
Reports come from that they do
from your colleagues who write them.
Pardon?
From your colleagues who write them.
I mean, do they have any basis?
What do you mean? Do they have any basis? Ask those colleagues. I told you what we're doing.
You know what's going on in the White House.
Yes, we're focused on the priorities of the American people.
Is there concern about all of these things that are happening?
All these things that are happening. I just mentioned a lot of things that are happening and that we're getting done for the American people. We got a lot of big challenges facing this country, and the president's focused on addressing those challenges. That's where he's keeping his focus.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. We're focused on the priorities of the American people. What does that mean, Scott? Does that mean you all are back at the White House packing your bags? Because the American people want you and the rest of you criminals out of here. Have you not read the poll, Scott? It's finally broken through. After 5 years, the vast majority of the American public now, not us normal people, not us Democrats and liberals and progressives who saw your snake bit scam game all along. No. The American public, Scott. If this were a different era, do you know what would happen to you guys? You would be ridden out of town on a rail.
the rage downtown. You don't have to have the muscle. Get into the mess around. Now you can do can you wag? Can you wag the dog? Wag the dog. Can you wag?
The Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
President Bush's approval ratings are plumbing new depths, and when push comes to shove, when Bush comes to Rove and says, Turd Blossom, you got me into this, now get me out, you're going to need an intelligent guide back to reality. The Nation magazine. Right now you can try The Nation absolutely free. There's a reason why it's America's fastest growing journal of opinion. Nobody owns The Nation, not Murdoch, not Time Warner, nobody. So there's no corporate slant or Oval Office spin. In an age when a favored White House reporter turns out to be a male escort in disguise, the nation's 140-year-old journalistic integrity is more essential than ever. Just call 800-999-6863 or go to readthenation.com. Try their free 4-issue mini subscription. After 4 weeks, you can write cancel on the invoice. But most of our listeners happily sign up for 24 weeks at just $13.95. So do it. Read The Nation for 4 weeks risk-free. The number again is 800-999-6863 or visit readthenation.com.
War, lies, torture. The Bush regime is out to remake the world. Continual war, devastated environment, forced religion, no right to abortion, no dissent, no critical thought. We must stop this now. 2008 is too late. The world can't wait. Drive out the Bush regime. We begin November 2nd. Join us in the streets. No school, no work. Call 866-973-4463 or worldcan'twait.org.
Mom just turned 82. I really worry about her living alone.
My mom's 74, and this is the first year she's going to be on her own. It's pretty scary.
My dad's 88. He's in great shape, but I still need to check on him several times a day.
Each year, more and more older Americans choose to maintain their independence and live alone. But if you're a child of one of them, you worry. What would happen if they became ill, got injured, or fell, and were unable to reach a phone? The answer is a small pendant from Alert USA. This two-way personal emergency response system is meant for those times when help is needed but the phone is out of reach. The wearer simply presses the pendant, alerting our monitoring station, who then summons help to their residents. Right now, for a limited time, get the Alert USA system for just 50 cents a day. For a free brochure, call 1-800-401-8833. That's 1-800-401-8833. Act now, and we'll also send you a free 911 cell phone when you subscribe. 1-800-401-8833.
Would you take 10 minutes to protect the future of your family? In just 10 minutes, you could have up to $150,000 of select-term life insurance from the American Life Insurance Company of New York. For more information and a free rate quote, just call 1-866-492-2500. That's all it takes, just 10 minutes to apply over the phone. There's no medical exam, no long forms, and no agent will visit you. Just answer some simple questions and you'll be quoted a very affordable rate. If you qualify, your coverage begins right away. During your term, your rates will never go up, and your benefits will never go down. Now it's fast, easy, and affordable to protect your loved ones for a lifetime. Call American Life now for a free rate quote. 1-866-492-2500. Based in New York City, American Life issues select term under form number ALNYSELO3 or a state variation. Call American Life. 1-866-492-2500. That's 1-866-492-2500.
Support our troops. We hear it practically every day. It's something we all agree on. Whenever and wherever the men and women of our armed forces are called, we send our support with them. It's something we all do. And supporting the USO is how it's done. The USO receives no government funding and depends entirely on the generosity of the American people. To find out more, call us at 888-USO-5566 or visit our website at uso.org.
End your day screaming with Mike Malloy on Air America Radio.
It's about 9 before the hour. Some of you know who Carl Childers is. They made a movie about him. They titled the movie Sling Blade. And occasionally, Carl calls the program. Sling Blade, I like to refer to him as Sling Blade. He joins us now. Carl, welcome to the program. If we can, do we have Carl there? There he is. Hey, Carl, welcome to the program.
Hey, Malloy.
How you doing?
I'm doing all right.
That's good.
I heard that he chose the new Supreme Court justice.
Yeah.
They said that he took the suggestion to the senators or the judge. Should have been one that's never been a judge before.
Right.
They should have done one better, you know. He should have picked someone that didn't have no law degree or nothing. Maybe someone from the Jiffy Lube or something, don't you think?
That would have been, by extension, sure. That's probably who the next one will be.
Hey, do you remember that guy, that Neil Horsley guy?
Neil Horsley? Oh, yeah. Yeah, the guy from the Sex with Animals guy here in Georgia.
Yeah, that prompted me to make. I got a website I got to make. You just say no to bestiality.com. Got bumper stickers. Write the book. Just say no to bestiality.
Just say no to bestiality.com.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Neil Horsley is one of the shining lights in the Republican Party, and he said he enjoyed having sex with barnyard animals when he was growing up, which was probably about 2 years ago.
I know it's cracked up to me.
What now? Just say no to bestiality.com.
Yeah, you get free bumper stickers. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
All right, then.
That's what you've been doing, Carl?
Mm-hmm. Took a while. I don't know these things that well.
You've been setting up the website, though. Are you getting lots of hits, so to speak?
I got hit. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, oh, no.
I took a hit. Mm-hmm. Well, I was wondering, too, about the energy policy.
Yeah.
Seems that he changed. He said that we shouldn't drive unless we got to drive.
Yeah.
But remember, he used to talk about the corn.
Yes, he did.
Corn was the answer for everything, and I think his stumbling block was what to do with all the cobs.
Yeah, that is. Well,
I got an idea what they can do with them cobs.
No, that's all right, Carl. I remember my grandparents telling me back in the day what they did with the cobs.
Yeah, that's all right, then.
Yeah. What do you think about that stage teleconference yesterday with the soldiers in Iraq?
I think it's pretty amazing that after 5 years, the media finally noticed that he's got scripted news conferences.
Do you think that's way past due from them figuring that out, huh?
They're pretty quick to catch on, aren't they?
Yeah, they are. How's everything down in wherever you're living now, Carl?
I'm going to move to Columbus, Ohio. Hmm?
You did? Did you notify your probation people?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, good. So everything's okay.
Everything's good with him. I got out of the nervous hospital quite a while back.
I know you did. You got out of the nervous hospital some time ago, I understand. But you do have to notify people when you move, though, right?
I put in an address card, and they'll call me if they need me.
Oh, my God. Are you running for office next year in Ohio?
I think I'm going to do it. Mm-hmm.
You...
My presidential bid didn't. Playing out too well.
Yeah, I remember your Rock the Vote campaign. Or you didn't call it Rock the Vote. What did you call it? Was it Rock the Vote?
Yeah, but I was throwing rocks through windows with suggestions on who to vote for.
That's right. I knew there was something unique about it.
It was just a different kind of rock.
Yeah.
But, you know, we don't need to talk about the differences we got. With the president, we need to talk about what we have in common and look at the positive side.
Yeah.
For example, I rarely read the newspapers, too.
Yeah.
I'm also interested in having an arsenal at my disposal.
Oh, God, really?
Mm-hmm.
Are you allowed to do that, Carl? I know the nervous hospital, when they released you the first time, they put some restrictions on you, didn't they?
I'm free and clear.
You're free and clear now?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Are you living in a heavily populated area there in Columbus, Ohio?
There's a lot of lawnmowing going around. I got a lot of mowers to fix, too.
You're going to fix lawnmowers, huh?
Mm-hmm. Keep me busy with work.
Yeah.
You want me to read a poem?
No, Carl.
I know you don't like poems on the radio.
That's correct. That's correct. I just can't, because if I do it for you, there's a guy named Norman who
I know him.
Do you know him?
Norman Bates.
No. This is a different Norman. But see, if you read a poem, then Norman will get on the blower, and he'll want to do it.
I ran into him at the nervous hospital.
I'll bet you did.
I like the way he talked when he called.
Yeah, I'll bet you did. Carl, listen, don't be a stranger. We haven't heard from you for a while. I was afraid that maybe they pulled your parole and maybe something had happened. Stay in touch, all right?
I got out solitary and I'm doing good.
Oh, good. All right, well, stay on your meds. Take it easy, and I'll talk to you soon, Carl.
All right, Dan.
All right, you take care. Stay with us. I'm Mike Malloy. Next hour, Uncle Mike's Story Corner. Oh, boy.
On Air America Radio. Whether it's fair or not, people judge you by the words you use. In business and socially, your vocabulary and language skills tell everyone about your background, education, even your intelligence. That's why you need Verbal Advantage. While you listen, Verbal Advantage will give you the confidence that comes with a strong command of the English language. No more fumbling for the right word. No more embarrassment at how to express yourself. No more fear of using the wrong word. And it's so easy. To learn, you simply listen. When you want. Where you want. See why over 100,000 people have already gotten the verbal advantage they need for success.
To learn more about verbal advantage, call now. 1-888-293-WORD. That's 293-WORD. 1-888-293-WORD.
Tired of having people repeat and repeat what they are saying? Louder and louder so you can hear? In those embarrassing moments with the new Amplier 2005, so small and powerful you won't believe the difference. Amplier 2005 is so reliable, over 100,000 are in use nationwide. Hear even faint phone conversations with ease. Enjoy your favorite TV show, the theater, sporting events, and family functions without straining to hear. Amplier is fully adjustable, fits both men and women, and is nearly invisible. Results are so effective, they're 100% guaranteed or your money back. Not $79 or $39. Order your Amplier 2005 today for only $19.95. You'll also receive 5 extra batteries, a cleaning brush, and 3 custom fit earpieces absolutely free with your order. Call 1-800-841-7878. Never apologize again for not being able to hear. Order now and get a second Amplier 2005 for only $14.95. Our operators are standing by. Call 1-800-841-7878 today. That's 1-800-841-7878. Order your Amplier and hear even a whisper.
Air America Radio News, I'm Jennifer Polsoni. The drenching of the Northeast continues, and with another 2 to 3 inches of rain forecast overnight in parts of New Hampshire, the hard-hit and already flooded town of Keene is evacuating anyone remaining in low-lying areas. They expect additional flooding and want to avoid having to make any boat rescues of lingering residents. Flash flood warnings are also in effect for 4 counties near New York City. And in New Jersey, similar evacuations are underway in some parts of the state, but Acting Governor Richard Cody says the flooding situation across the state remains under control and they're ready if it gets worse. Jim Smith reports.
Acting Governor Cody says they're now watching what the Passaic River will do and keeping fingers crossed when it crests overnight.
We're ready and prepared for it. So if you have to evacuate people, we will.
He says floodwaters across the state could have been much worse.
But so far, we've been on top of it. And as I said, we've been, in my opinion, extremely lucky so far.
And he's hoping things dry out soon so he can start cleaning up his own flooded basement. Jim Smith, West Orange, New Jersey.
The polls are set to open in just a few hours across Iraq as the country's interim government puts to a vote its proposed constitution as part of the country's plan for a democratic future. But as the night began, electric power was knocked out to a large area around the capital as officials blamed insurgents for an attack on a power station 100 miles north of Baghdad. In the run-up to the elections, a curfew has been in effect, traffic restricted in the capital, and the country's borders officially closed in an effort to block the flow of foreign fighters into the country. The White House is calling the vote a hopeful moment for Iraq and the Middle East. Presidential aide Karl Rove has made a fourth appearance before the grand jury investigating the leak of the identity of an undercover CIA agent. He spent 4.5 hours being questioned about his conversations with reporters and others. Rove's attorney says Special Prosecutor Patrick Fitzgerald has said Rove is not the target of the investigation, but Fitzgerald's office says before he testified there is no guarantee he would not face indictment. The agent whose identity was revealed is the wife of diplomat Joseph Wilson, who publicly criticized the president's justification for the Iraq invasion. Hurricane damage to Nassau's shuttle fuel tank factory in Louisiana will not lead to additional delays in the space agency's plans to put the shuttle back in space next May. The grounding of the shuttle for the next 7 months was prompted by recurring problems with breakaway foam from the shuttle's external fuel tank in its first flight in July since the 2003 Columbia disaster. A North Texas city could soon have a new name. City of White Settlement Mayor Pro Tem Steve Thompson says the name change will help improve economic development in the town. Thompson says the proposed name is West Settlement and voters will decide on the name change in the November 8th election. You're listening to Air America Radio News.
Ever send an email that you wish you could get back? We've all had it. Send or regret. That feeling you get right after you send an email with the wrong attachment, the wrong information, or to the wrong person. Now you can get those emails back with Big String, the world's first recallable, erasable, self-destructing email. Big String lets you send emails that self-destruct, can't be printed, can't be saved, can't be forwarded. Now you can have the ultimate in email privacy and control for yourself or your business. Now you can self-destruct or change your email after it's already been sent or read. You'll never have to worry about an embarrassing email again. It's your email, and you should decide who gets to read it and for how long. Send important emails, pictures, and documents with total peace of mind that Big String is protecting you. Protect your privacy and take control of your email. Act now and get an extra 6 months of Big String absolutely free. To get your extra 6 months of Big String absolutely free, go to BigString2.com. That's BigString, the number 2.com. BigString2.com for total email privacy and control.
We're talking with Paul Daw from Timeshares Only. Paul, I hear you've just come out with this great new kit that you're giving away.
Yeah, it's called The Top 10 Secrets to Buying and Selling Timeshares, and it's just a phenomenal resource for anybody looking to sell their timeshare.
Well, tell us about it.
Well, first of all, it tells you what your timeshare is really worth.
Uh-huh.
And more importantly, how to sell it for top dollar. Well, there are thousands of people out there just waiting to buy your timeshare, but you sort of need to learn the secrets to getting the most cash for it.
And you're giving away free copies of this thing?
Yes, but it's only a limited time offer, so you need to call our toll-free number now, and we'll rush it right out.
Well, sounds like a pretty sweet thing for really anybody who owns a timeshare.
It really is. It could make you thousands of dollars.
Okay, the top 10 secrets to buying and selling timeshares. Here's the phone number to call. It's 1-800-443-6216. Again, that's 1-800-443-6216. 1-800-443-6216.
If you need a better way to present or collaborate during your conference calls, the solution is simple. Web conferencing with GoToMeeting. During your call, everyone logs on to GoToMeeting.com and your computer desktop shows up on their computer screen. It's perfect for sales or product demos, training, or real-time collaboration. It's just like you're all in the same room. GoToMeeting is so easy, all you need is a PC, phone, and internet connection. And it's affordable. You're not charged per minute like other providers, so meet as often as you want for as long as you need for one low monthly rate. With GoToMeeting, you can meet with anyone, anywhere, without leaving your office. You can try GoToMeeting free for 30 days with unlimited meetings. For this special offer, visit www.gotomeeting.com. Click the radio microphone and use promo code AMERICA. That's GoToMeeting.com, radio microphone, promo AMERICA. Discover the power of web conferencing.
Welcome back. It's about 7 past the hour. In regard to all those comments from Scott McClellan, I got this email from Bill. And the subject line says, pissed off in Charleston. He writes, it's difficult to even summarize our problems in this country because with this corrupt administration, new ones happen by the minute. On our no dollar left uncollected privatization of public education scheme, we turned out 75,000 engineers last year while India produced 150,000 and China 600,000. We then followed this up by teaching mythology as science. We ship any chance of a happy life for our children overseas in the form of slave wage jobs. We own less than 20% of our economy. The rest is in hock to the Chinese and the Saudis. We fail to protect our cities from what we all suspect will be another terrorist attack. We have no national health care system, and the quality of what health care we do have is a reprehensible greed-based mess. We just relieved the largest polluting power companies of environmental responsibility, a result of our super double-secret energy plan, and we imprison and kill more of our fellow citizens than any other civilized country in the world. We also engage in illegal and immoral wars and torture our captured prisoners while mistreating our own soldiers. We create huge tax benefits for the wealthiest 2% of the nation at the expense of the poor. Continue to treat African Americans as second-class citizens, and our so-called religious moralists daily argue the opposite of Christianity and morality from within the halls of our supposedly religion-free government. When will these bastards fall? I hate these people, Bill writes. I hate these people and what they've done to my country. Yeah, you know, occasionally I get an email from somebody who says that, thanks, Bill, that says maybe I shouldn't get involved in so much hate. Are you kidding me? Hate is what I eat for breakfast now. Hate is, I'm encapsulated in it. It's like a bubble. Sometimes I feel like I'm enclosed in a bubble. Huh?
No, you had it right the first time. He said encapsulated.
He said encapsulated in a bubble? Okay. If I let me tell you something, dear seekers. If I don't hate these people, then I become corrupt. I'm not talking about in the context of being some radio person sitting behind this microphone every night. No. I'm just talking about my own little tiny personal private life. If I don't hate these bastards, then my little tiny personal private life becomes vile and corrupted. Because if I don't hate them, you see, I can't do anything. There's nothing really I can do. Nothing. Absolutely nothing in my little tiny life. I can listen to the radio, I can watch the television, I can read the newspapers, I can see what these pigs are doing to my country, and there's nothing I can do to stop them. Now, if I could align myself with 100 million other Americans, sure, there's something I could do. If I could align myself with 10 million, 5 million who would just take to the streets, sure I could, but that's not going to happen. We all know that. So the only way I retain my sanity and my ability to raise a daughter at my age, to raise a little kid, I have grandchildren older than my youngest daughter. So how do I do this? You know, how do I find a way to love my little 15-month-old daughter, love my wife, treat my grandchildren with respect and love, my adult children the same? How do I do it? You know, how does anybody do that if you're tuned into what's going on in this country? As far as I'm concerned, what works for me, I hate these bastards. That channels and focuses all the contempt and disgust that I feel in my little tiny private life. And by focusing on that hatred, then I can go ahead and I can encapsulate it. I can put it in one of the rooms inside the house inside my head. And then I can wander through the other rooms and play with my kids and my grandchildren, talk with my wife, go for a walk in the park, see a movie, drink a bottle of wine. Right? So to the people who write to me about my hate and how you're concerned about it, trust me, it's my survival mechanism. It's not just my survival mechanism, but it's how I'm floating on this beam of light that we call life. Right? So don't worry about me. And I know 99.9999% of you couldn't care less, but I'm about me. You've got your own stuff to deal with, just like I have my stuff to deal with. But to the two or three or four people who occasionally email me, Mike, don't worry about it. Okay? Okay. I want to get to Uncle Mike's Story Corner here, but I'm going to wait till the bottom of the hour, and I want you to hear this. So let's take a few phone calls here. We have some people here who have been holding on since forever. Let's start with Luke, who is calling from Knoxville, Tennessee. Luke, welcome to the program. Thanks for holding on.
Oh, hi, Mike.
Hey, how you doing?
Okay. The one thing that I've been watching on this whole thing with the leak investigation,
yes,
is why is it we don't hear anybody talking a whole lot about Cheney? I mean, it's one of those things. They're acting like, well, he's not Bush. I mean, he's not a disinterested person, you know. He's one of those people, I always consider him, he's a corporate wonk.
Let me tell you where to go to get some information. 2 days ago on Raw Story, rawstory.com, they had an article filed by Jason Leopold, who I've had on this program. He is an excellent writer. And also contributing to the story was Larissa Alexandrovna, who is on the, I think she's one of the editors, she's the managing editor, my bad, at Raw Story Media. So here's what I want you to do. When we finish the phone call here, go to rawstory.com and find Cheney's role in outing of the CIA agent. And they have been covering this story thoroughly. Mainstream media, though, has not. They're terrified because Cheney has the power to have people murdered. Cheney has the power to have people disappeared. He's in that respect, he's kind of like Augusto Pinochet in Chile after Allende was assassinated. Cheney is a very, very, very dangerous, evil, wicked man, and I think media for the most part tend to shy away from him because he really is the Darth Vader of this administration.
Well, I'll say that the problem you got is it's one of those things where Cheney is somebody, if he was not directing it day to day, he was getting briefed every other day or so. I just cannot believe, that Rove and Libby weren't doing conference calls with him, telling him, here's what we're doing today.
Yeah, I agree with you.
Because, it's one of those things, he's one of those kind of people, like I said, to me, he is a corporate wonk.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Everybody used to get on Clinton and Gore because, said they got into the details. Cheney's the exact same way, but just from the other side of it. He's one of them type of people, he wants to be in control of everything.
Yeah.
And you can't tell me, and the thing gets me is, you might every once in a while hear somebody mention, Oberman or somebody like that might mention something. But it's like, look, there's no way that he was not, at the very least, on a weekly basis getting a briefing on this.
No, I agree with you. And like I say, if you check out rawstory.com when we hang up here, Luke, and it's 2 days ago, and it was written for the most part by Jason Leopold, you'll find the story. Read. They've got the most definitive coverage of Cheney's involvement in this, okay?
Okay. Yeah, I'll tell you one thing, though. Somebody said, why aren't the Democrats involved? Why aren't you hearing from them?
Right.
Well, hell, every one of them up on the Hill, the minute they say one word, the word hypocrite's going to come up because every damn one of them was supporting George Bush.
Well,
on the whole Iraq thing and all this.
Yeah.
Like they gave him a blank check.
They did indeed. They did indeed. Hey, listen,
right.
Take a deep breath, Luke. Tomorrow's Saturday. It's okay. All right,
happy
sir.
Weekend.
All right, sir. You too. We'll be right back. I'm Mike Malloy. This is Air America.
Cheney's heart is subpar. Don't die on me.
I'm your VP.
Don't die on me. I'm a queer. Who's just another middle-aged white?
antithesis of diverseness. Everyone knows it's Cheney.
You're listening to The Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
Okay, Sandra, are you ready for your home's makeover?
Yes!
Okay, we're done.
But you just changed a light bulb.
But wait.
Wow, the walls look brighter. The furniture looks fabulous. The colors are more vibrant.
That's Philips Natural Light at work. Philips Natural Light gives you remarkable light, bringing out the true colors in your decor. It's a makeover with a twist. See what's possible in your home with Philips Natural Light. Philips, sense and simplicity.
I'm a hypocrite. No, I'm not a vegetarian that wears leather shoes. You see, I used to smoke pot. And when I found pot in my kid's room, I confronted him about it. It would have been easier to look the other way and not feel like a hypocrite. But I'm his dad, and he's not allowed to smoke pot, period. It might be hard, but to help your kid with their problem, first you have to get over yours.
Action, the anti-drug.
Hypocritical? Yeah, that's me.
For more information, visit theantidrug.com or call 1-800-788-2800, sponsored by the ONDCP and the Partnership for a Drug-Free America.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
The people who provide Care One Credit Counseling Services know how to help you get out of debt and get on with your life. So call now, 800-297-3019. That's 800-297-3019. We can help you stop the collection calls, pay off your debt sooner, and save up to 57% every month.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
Call for licensing details. Get out of debt and get on with your life. Gather up your bills and talk to the people who can help, to the people who care. Call Care One Credit Counseling now. 800-297-3019. 800-297-3019. That's 800-297-3019.
Hey, Mom, what you doing?
I'm shopping for Dad's gift online, but I'm not having much luck.
Yeah, Dad's pretty tough to shop for.
Maybe I'll get him gift certificates to the movies.
Yeah, but he really doesn't like the multiplex, Mom. What about a Film Movement subscription?
A what?
A Film Movement subscription. It's like a wine of the month club for movies. Film Movement sends you a new independent movie on DVD every month to own for less than the cost of two movie tickets.
Really?
Yeah, and with your subscription, you can buy previous Film Movement selections at a discount.
Well, he is always saying how he wishes the film festivals would come to him. So how do I get a Film Movement subscription?
Well, you go to airamericaradio.com, click on the Film Movement banner, and you'll get a discount that makes the price of each DVD in your subscription only $11.90 each.
Finally, a gift I know he'll use.
There's only one Film Movement. To join the DVD of the Month Club, Newsweek says, is designed to reach the ordinarily neglected movie lover. Go to airamericaradio.com now, click on the Film Movement banner, and get your Film Movement discount now. Hurry, supplies are limited.
You know, people pay as much as $48 for a pound of gourmet coffee, as much as $150 for a diet pill. Well, what if we combine the two into a great-tasting coffee that guarantees you'll lose weight? Well, we have, and it's called Slim Cafe. A combination of seven safe and effective diet ingredients blended into a gourmet coffee. This 28-ounce bag of Slim Cafe is a 45-day supply. Simply replace your coffee with ours and watch those pounds fade away. And if you don't lose 5 or 10 pounds, well, return it for a full refund, no questions asked. Get started on your own weight loss program by calling toll-free now. You'll get a 45-day supply of delicious Slim Cafe for only $39.95. And remember, if you don't start losing pounds, return it for a full refund. Call now and start your day with Slim Cafe. Call toll-free right now, 1-800-399-6220. That's 1-800-399-6220. Call now, 1-800-399-6220.
Hey, truth seekers, it's time for your humble and obedient servant, more of Mike Malloy.
Yeah, Malloy.
21 past the hour, back to the phone calls. Will is calling from Michigan. Will, welcome to the program. Thanks for holding on.
Hey, Mike. Glad you didn't take my call right after Carl. That would be a tough act to follow.
He makes me nervous. I don't mind. I don't mind when Carl calls a program, but you know, I saw him on the silver screen, and the man just makes me nervous. I'm glad he got out of the nervous hospital. Is that what he calls it? But boy, he makes me nervous. Oh well.
Hey, you remember last time I called you? I told you about a guy that harassed us at the local peace vigil.
Yes, you did.
Well, today we had. We had a good experience. We had a couple of soldiers just came home from Cuba, and the other one just came home from Iraq, mm-hmm. and they came up and thanked us.
That's good. That's good. So,
but what I called to talk to you about was what do you think it's going to take to get a successful impeachment?
A Democratic majority in the House and the Senate.
Well,
that's the only thing.
I'm thinking that the Republican Party is in meltdown right now, and we might get some Republicans to jump the fence. You know.
No, really, it's not going to happen. There might be a couple of renegade Northeastern Republicans of the. Olympia Snow caliber, but no. I think you, and I'm just generic you, not you in particular. All right, let me change it. Change the pronoun. We have to keep in mind, every single Republican in the United States is corrupt, whether that Republican is an office holder, or just your mom or my brother-in-law. It doesn't make any difference. Every single Republican in America is corrupt. And it's a matter of degrees. Some of them are filthy down to the bottom of their rotten souls, like, oh, for example, Haley Barbour, the Republican governor of Mississippi,
yep.
who is a true, true piggish man. Corrupt like, well, let's use Olympia Snow, the senator from, where is she from? Maine? It doesn't matter. Now, why would I call Olympia Snow corrupt? Because she, for the most part, votes with the Republican Party. She has tried to make noises that she's not really a hardcore Republican. Then what she ought to do is do what Jim Jeffords did and become an independent if she can't become a Democrat. So as far as I'm concerned, every Republican in the country, every single Republican in the country, whether they're office holders or the guy who comes out to your house to fix the commode, if that person is a Republican, he is or she is corrupted by this filthy, filthy Republican Party. So, no, I don't think Republicans ever will turn on this this incompetent little twit. It's going to take Democrats. And even that is an iffy proposition because most of these Democrats are spineless cowards also. So, I don't know. We may have to just tough it out for another 3.5 years. And that scares me because 3.5 years from now, this country, if Bush isn't removed, 3.5 years from now, this country will not be even what it is today. There's just so much that the United States can handle before it sinks. And I worry about that because I live here and I have children here and I have grandchildren here and yada, yada. I worry about that.
Yeah, me too.
All right. Well, listen, thanks for checking in. I'm always good to hear from you, Will. Take care, okay?
Yeah, you too.
All right, sir. Ira is calling from New Jersey. Ira, welcome to the program. Thanks for holding on. Hey, Ira.
Hello.
Yes, Ira. Talk to me.
Hi, Mike. Thanks for taking the call.
Sure.
I just wanted to comment on the claim grand jury. I see some things in mainstream versus things on the Internet, and I'm getting different kinds of reporting. You know, you're familiar with a number of sites on the web talk about indictments having been handed down, just not made public yet.
Yeah, I remember seeing that about, 2, 3, 4 months ago. That started circulating.
I'm just leery. I don't know. I'm just throwing this out there. I'm leery. The mainstream is just saying nothing's really happened. I'm leery that there's kind of a fix in, you know.
Well, so am I. So am I. You know, Fitzgerald can show up whenever he shows up and say, as far as I can discover, there's no criminal activity. The case is closed.
Yeah, I don't know. It's I don't know. Something's got to happen, though. Don't you agree? Before the end of the month, his term expires.
Yes. Yes, I think the grand jury term expires the 26th, 27th of this month, of, or 28th, somewhere around the end of this month. Yes.
Yeah. I don't know. It'll be. I don't know. It's the kind of a thing. I may be wrong on this, but I mean, the mainstream totally avoided the protest in Washington. If Fitzgerald had some bad news for them, they could try the same thing.
Yeah, absolutely. I worry about that, too. I hear you. Ira, I got to leave it there. Thanks, pal. I appreciate you checking in. We're going to take a quick break here. We'll be back. And when we come back, Uncle Mike's Story Corner. It's really freaky tonight, so stick around. This is Air America.
There's a lot of people saying we'd be better off dead. Don't feel like safe, but you have to live. So I try to forget it any way I can. Keep on rocking in the free world. Keep on rocking in the free world. Keep on rocking in the free world.
You're listening to The Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
If you wear black, even a little dandruff shows. And sometimes ordinary dandruff shampoo just doesn't do enough. That's why, every day, more and more people are switching from ordinary dandruff shampoos to Celsin Blue. Celsin Blue is doctor recommended for flakes and itch. Plus, there's added aloe and moisturizers to give you healthier hair and scalp. If you wear black, don't take a chance with ordinary dandruff shampoos. Do what so many people are doing every day. Make the switch to Celsin Blue. Never wear black without the blue. Celsin Blue.
Okay, Sandra, are you ready for your home's makeover?
Yes!
Okay, we're done.
But you just changed a light bulb.
But wait.
Wow, everything's brighter. The room feels more elegant.
That's Philips Halogena at work. Halogena's bright white light lets you focus light for dramatic effects. And because it's dimmable, it's perfect for decorative light fixtures. See what's possible in your home with Philips Halogena. Philips, sense and simplicity. Look for all the Philips Halogena products at the Home Depot.
Don't let a stiff neck or an aching back or even arthritis keep you from being active. Go out and get the Salon Pause Patch. Salon Pause medicated patches provide fast and sustained relief to aching muscles and joints. Simply apply the Salon Pause Patch where it hurts and enjoy hours of soothing relief. No fuss, no mess, just lasting relief. So don't let muscle pain slow you down. Be more active with the Salon Pause Patch. Salon Pause is available at major chain drugstores and pharmacies.
Larry King here. You may have heard news about vitamin E lately. If you're like me and you believe in taking vitamin E to protect your health, here's something you should know. There's one vitamin E that's different. It's all natural ester E. Only ester E protects its antioxidant benefits until your body's ready to use it. You get more than protection. You get advanced protection. Ester protection. Look for Advanced Protection Ester E and Ester C everywhere vitamins are sold.
Attention, all Americans without dental coverage. Now you can save from 20 to 50% or more off your dental bill with the People's Dental Plan. Just log on to www.savemysmile.com to get your money-saving membership today. This discount plan saves you money on virtually all dental procedures, cleanings, root canals, braces, fillings, x-rays, crowns, and more at over 24,000 locations nationwide. Membership costs just $9.95 a month and covers your whole family with no limits on use, so it could more than pay for itself the very first time you visit the dentist. Important, you can save from 20 to 50% or more on virtually all dental procedures. Your satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Log on to SaveMySmile.com and get your People's Dental Plan membership today. Offered through People's Benefit Services, Inc., not an insurance plan.
All your critical information is on your office PC. To work from home or while traveling, you have to copy everything to disk, email files to yourself, or sync up your laptop. What a hassle. Here's your solution. GoToMyPC, the easiest, most secure access solution on the market. With GoToMyPC, you can access your Office PC from anywhere in the world, all over the Internet. Log on to GoToMyPC.com and your desktop instantly appears just as if you were sitting in front of your office computer. Work with all your programs and files, check email, and access any network resource. All you need is Internet access, no additional software, and it works automatically with firewalls. With GoToMyPC, anything you can do at your Office PC, you can now do from, well, anywhere. You can try GoToMyPC free for 30 days with unlimited access. Visit www.gotomypc.com, click the radio listener link, and use promo code America. That's GoToMyPC.com. Radio listener link, promo America. Try GoToMyPC free today.
War, lies, torture. This is Suhail Hamad. The Bush regime is out to remake the world. Continual war. Devastated environment. Forced religion. No right to abortion. No dissent. No critical thought. We must stop this now. 2008 is too late. The world can't wait. Drive out the Bush regime. We begin November 2nd. Join us in the streets. No school, no work. Call 866-973-4463 or worldcan'twait.org.
If you're considering a loan or bankruptcy to get out of debt, it's time for you to stop and think about how your decision will affect your finances and your credit rating. Before you do anything, talk to the experts at Trinity First. They'll provide you with a free debt analysis and a proven plan to get you out of debt.
We owe thousands in credit card debt. Those past due notices were piling up, and the collection calls were getting ugly.
Trinity looked at our situation and put us on a plan.
We started saving money, and we stopped dodging phone calls.
Trinity gave us one monthly payment we can handle.
They reduced our interest, so over time, we saved thousands.
If your debt has you down, call Trinity.
We did. Now we're debt-free for keeps.
Trinity!
Call the experts at Trinity for your free debt analysis at 800-936-7649. That's 800-936-7649. Call now, 800-936-7649.
But, Dad...
Tyler, we've been over this three times. There'll be no adults at Ed's house Friday night. No party for you.
But the whole class is invited.
Making sure an adult's there isn't easy. But if you don't, your kid's more likely to do drugs.
You were so stubborn.
Well, now you know where you got it from.
Do it. It'll always be worth it. Parents, the anti-drug. To learn more, call 1-800-788-2800 or visit theantidrug.com. Sponsored by the ONDCP and the Partnership for Drug Free...
Feeling left out by right-wing talk radio? You found a home with Mike Malloy.
26 before the hour. Occasionally we do Uncle Mike's Story Corner. Haven't done it for a while, but our author tonight is Mark Morford, who is a columnist for SFGate, San Francisco Chronicle. Strike up the music, maestro. All right, kiddies, gather around. Once again, it's time for Uncle Mike's Story Corner. Got your jammies on? Huh? All comfy and cozy on this nice fall evening? Well, let us begin. The title of our little story tonight, What God Really Told Bush. Now, here's the scene. Let me set it up for the White House private residence. It's night, not long ago. President Bush, present in his most favoritist Guns and Bunnies PJs. Laura asleep, knocked out by a combination of too much good housekeeping and excessive hairspray fumes. Suddenly, a burst of black smoke. A deep, resonant voice speaks. Psst. George? God here. Taking a break from supervising the well-being of 8 billion troubled souls, along with infinite galaxies of unimaginable vastness, to speak with you directly one more time because, well, you're special, aren't you, George? Yes, you are. Yes, you are. Okay, stop giggling. I have more commands. Get off the damn hobby horse, George, and get a pen and a notepad. No, not a crayon. I don't care if blue is your favorite. George, get a pen, okay? Good. All right, here we go. As you know, I'm not quite what everybody thinks. I am not all benevolence and love and light. In fact, I have a downright dark side, mean and nasty and cunning. And I want you, George, to continue to be my special right-hand man, my special little guy. In fact, you shall help enact my wrath, W. Doesn't that sound fun? There are three things I love, George: war, revenge, and suffering. Oh, and smiting the heathens. Okay, four things. Oh, and kickboxing. Five things. There are five things I love, W. You with me? And you and your demon monkeys are enacting the first four admirably, George. Don't be shy. Go ahead and tell those Palestinian officials you were commanded by God to restore peace in the Middle East by bombing nearly defenseless pipsqueak Iraq and Afghanistan to smithereens. They love that stuff. But let's put the delicious war stuff aside for a moment. I need to round up my oeuvre. Here's the plan. I'm going to wreak some more major havoc on one of your poorest, most racially mixed, underfunded cities by hurling a massive hurricane at them, flooding the place, killing hundreds of poor people you don't even know exist because you thought they all lived somewhere in Africa. It's all right. It's all right. The biggest city, New Orleans, will be full of Kerry-loving Democrats. Yeah, I thought you'd like that. Here's where you come in, George. When those rains come, I want you to sit back for a few days. Stay in the hammock in Crawford. Have a lemonade, okay? Let those dead bodies float around New Orleans like it was some remote village in Nigeria. Then look completely baffled when everyone blames you for your administration's miserable response. You'll take some flack for it, but did I ever say serving me would be easy? Besides, people need to know I'm still here, still angry, getting angrier. Don't worry. I'll make it up to you. How does eternal blessed sainthood sound? Good. Okay, moving on. I have a secret, George. Here it is. I hate this me-forsaken planet. All this so-called beauty, nature, and the magic of science and the poetry of cells. You know what Earth is to me, George? High maintenance! That's what! A massive pain in my Hollywood butt! Growing all that food, blowing the wind, churning the oceans. It's exhausting. Plus, my energy bills are skyrocketing. Heating India and Turkey cost me $87 trillion last month alone. What am I made of, money? Well, yes, of course I am. But no matter, I'm sick of it. Here's the plan, George. I want you to despoil, okay? Rivers and air and lakes, wildlife preserves and pristine forests and salmon runs and bird sanctuaries. Screw 'em, W. Screw 'em all. I want you to be the worst environmental president in 50 years, okay? Hell, make it 100. I want you to roll back more environmental protections and do more damage to the place in 8 months than my bitch Ronnie Reagan did in 8 years. Rape the joint clean. Sell it all off to your cronies in big industry and help me hasten Armageddon. Deal? Here's the truth, W. Earth's a giant liver-flavored Kong toy, and you're a rabid terrier. Now, go get it, boy! Damn kids these days. Who needs so many? Why not send tens of thousands of them off to fight you two brutal, unwinnable wars? Why not Vietnam 2.0? Huh? Hell yes, because if there's one thing I love more than useless wars, George, it's thousands of mutilated soldiers coming home in body bags, all draped in the pretty American flag. 21-gun salute for God and country. Righteous. Speaking of uppity kids, I know my own brat Jesus came down here once and mumbled some flower child gibberish about turning the other cheek and not killing anyone and doing unto others as you would have them do unto you and yada, yada, yada. That's what happens when you give the kids the car keys and an unsupervised weekend, am I right? It's all complete bupkis. But I don't have to tell you that now, do I? So here's what I want you to do, George. I want your demoralized military schlubs to capture as many swarthy types as possible whenever they raid an Iraqi home or school or African farm and throw them all straight into a military prison and let them rot and wait for months, years for a fair hearing. Got it? Strip them naked, George. Stick electrodes on their genitals. Smear menstrual blood on their faces. Beat them senseless. I don't care if they're innocent. I saith unto you. Innocence is overrated. Rape the boys, too. Then cover it all up and blame it on a poor, dim-witted female soldier from Kentucky and shove her into prison for 3 years while all the honchos who sanctioned the torture, "Hi, Rummy," merely smirk and walk away.
God saith unto you all,
rock on. I know everyone says I'm made of pure love. Truth is, I'm made of aluminum chloride and coal cinders, and something I'm not quite sure about, but I think might be MSG. Oh, yeah, and money. 50s, mostly. I gotta run, George. But rest assured, I'll be back soon with more ideas, but there's one more thing you need to know. One thing you absolutely cannot forget. Remember our super triple secret, George, pinky swear, spit handshake? Attaboy. Here it is. We both know who I really am, don't we? I know you secretly admire my scaly red flesh, my shining black eyes, these bitchin' horns, the breath worse than Rove's after his morning meal of seared panda hearts. Of course, you know the real God is more than a little disgusted by you and your administration, right? Right? Well, screw her. Typical woman, all benevolent and compassionate. We know who's really in charge of your nasty administration, don't we, W? Damn right. And I mean that literally. Keep your hands in the fire, if you know what I mean. Now come here and give me a hot tongue kiss. Sorry about charring the carpet. Sweet dreams. Mark Morford is a genius, isn't he? Whew. All right, back. That was Uncle Mike's Story Corner. If for those of you who are not real familiar with the program, we do that every once in a while. Nice little bedtime story sometimes. Sometimes it's a little unnerving. But most of the time it's just a fun little fable like that one. Huh? The best way to listen to Uncle Mike's Story Corner, get yourself a nice big cup of hot chocolate and, you know, those little tiny marshmallows that float on top and kind of snuggle up on the couch with, just anybody you want to snuggle up with. And kick back and listen to Uncle Mike's Story Corner. We'll do it again sometime real soon.
Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
This is a Mother Jones Minute.
Last week, the Republican Senate made one of the only honorable decisions we've seen from them this term. It voted to ban the cruel, inhumane, or degrading treatment of any military detainee. They were led by Republican John McCain, but a full 90% of senators, Dems, and Republicans voted for the bill. So why did the Senate finally take the right stand? Cynics said it's because senators knew the bill had no future from the beginning. Our compassionate leader, Bush, has promised a veto from the start. But it may also be because reports from international organizations like Human Rights Watch are finally making an impact. In the hardball calculus of Washington, either way, John McCain wins. This allows him to play the good guy against Bush's increasingly indefensible pro-torture position. It's a good stand for a 2008 presidential hopeful, especially a quote-unquote straight-talking maverick. Even liberals love it when McCain talks tough to them. This has been a Mother Jones Minute.
Are you in debt? Imagine for a minute taking that overwhelming mound of mail and bills you get and tearing them to shreds and pieces. Now imagine taking that never-ending phone that rings and rings and rings with creditors and having it stop. If you want to take that dark cloud in your life and make it a sunny day, call the debt management experts at Genesis Financial today for a free confidential analysis. Our goal is to help you be completely debt-free in 3 to 5 years. When you sign up with us, you only write one check, not dozens, and you choose your own payment date. We'll stop all your late and over-limit fees and all the harassing phone calls. Call the debt management experts at nonprofit Genesis Financial right now. 800-981-7591, 800-981-7591, that's 800-981-7591.
If you could cut your mortgage payment by 45%, would that make a difference to you? If you're like most people, it can make a difference of hundreds of dollars a month and thousands of dollars a year. That's why the home loan experts at Quicken Loans created the revolutionary new Smart Choice interest-only loan. It's the flexible mortgage that can lower your payment up to 45%. Homeowners nationwide are calling Quicken Loans at 800-396-9711 to discover the difference for themselves. If you have a mortgage you can't afford not to call, you could see a dramatic drop in your payment even if you've recently refinanced. Call 800-396-9711 now to see how Quicken Loans can lower your house payment up to 45%. Quicken Loans is an equal housing lender. State licensing information available on request. In today's economy, you can't afford to wait. See the difference Quicken Loans can make for you. Call Quicken Loans, America's home loan experts, now. 800-396-9711. 800-396-9711. That's 800-396-9711.
Web conferencing has been around for some time, allowing you to hold meetings over the internet during conference calls. You may have heard of WebEx or Live Meeting, but have you checked out their prices? Whoa, talk about expensive. Good news, there's a more affordable way. GoToMeeting. GoToMeeting doesn't charge per minute. For one low flat monthly rate, hold as many meetings as you want for as long as you need. With GoToMeeting, you don't need to drive or fly to have a meeting anymore. All you need is a PC, phone, and internet connection. And you can collaborate or present with anyone, anywhere in the world without ever leaving your office. You can try GoToMeeting free for 30 days with unlimited meetings. For this special offer, visit www.gotomeeting.com, click the radio microphone, and use promo code America. That's gotomeeting.com, radio microphone, promo code America. Discover the power of web conferencing with GoToMeeting.
Sometimes get encapsulated in a bubble.
It's about 9 minutes before the hour. That's a perfect lead-in to offer up our credits tonight. Justin Nguyen and Jason Isaac engineered the program in New York City. D. Neal answered your phone calls. Thanks, guys and gals. Guys and gal. Our outside the studio crew, Chris in Minnesota, Ben Birch, Mark Marshall, and Jim in Arkansas. Our music bureau chief, thanks to everybody. And our executive producer, Catherine Bay, who, by the way, did yeoman's work tonight. If you heard stuff tonight, it sounded a little bit weird. We have a sick child in here tonight, and Kathy was managing a whiny, feverish 15-month-old. Oh, God, I'm not laughing, because I get her tonight, you see. Kathy had to have her for these 3 hours. I'm up next. But anyway, thanks, Kathy. You did a good job with how's Molly? Is she still a little febrile? How's she doing out there?
Febrile? Yeah, she frolicking around right now on the floor, I think on a Benadryl high, trying to pull hot coffee mugs on top of her. So I'll be signing off.
Yeah, okay. Well, my turn. You know, I'm up next. I have the next 3 or 4 hours.
Oh, you don't know.
Oh, my God. All right, let's get a couple more phone calls in here very quickly. Mike is calling from Gulfport, Mississippi. Mike, welcome to the program. Thanks for holding on.
Hey, how are you, sir?
I'm doing fine.
Good, good, good. I'm just calling you. I just wanted to tell you that I'm a postal official that was down here Tuesday before the hurricane hit.
Yeah.
And we were on top of this. We transported important personnel files. We took care of the machinery. We sent it all to Tennessee.
Mm-hmm.
And then on the 3rd of September, when the checks came, we were there.
Yeah.
We had a treasury official.
Yeah.
We cashed them all.
Mm-hmm.
And if the stamp goes up a penny, there's a reason for it. And what actually is my point, sir, is that I'm trying to locate over 1,700 postal employees down here.
You're trying to locate them?
They split. They we're down to about 900. We found 900. It's a good thing. But I just want to talk to you about FEMA, because I've done this before in Hurricane Andrew,
yeah.
Pan Am 800.
Now wait a minute, you've lost 1,700 postal workers?
Well, they're missing.
They're missing.
But we're down. We've gotten it
down. Does that concern the post office?
Yes. But
where do you suppose they might be?
They may have just left. I wish they would call into your program. And
you want 1,700 postal workers to call in here?
Well, it's down to about 900 now.
It's down to 900.
Yeah, but the thing is, I've worked on other disaster problems, and one was Hurricane Andrew, and that was when FEMA wasn't part of Homeland Security.
Right.
And FEMA was terrific for all these other problems.
Uh-huh. I know. Thanks, Mike. Whew. I don't know. Chuck is calling from Canton, Ohio. Chuck, welcome to the program.
Hello, how's it going?
Hey, it's going pretty good, Chuck.
Hey, I was just wondering, since you're from Ohio yourself,
yes,
have you heard of the four amendments that are going to be on the ballot in November now here in Ohio?
No, I have not been keeping close track on what are they, because we're running out of time here. What are the amendments?
Okay, the first one allows Ohioans to vote by mail. The second one stops the influence of big money in elections during campaign contributions.
Right.
The third one stops the politicians from drawing their own districts. And then the fourth one places a bipartisan supervisors in charge of elections in Ohio. The politicians here in Ohio will no longer have power over our elections.
Yeah, well, the damage they did during the last presidential election, you know, I don't think we'll ever recover from it. Who managed to get these on the ballot since the legislature in Ohio and all the executive officers are Republicans?
Well, it's a group called Reform Ohio.
Yeah.
They did a big petition here in Ohio.
Oh, okay. So it's an initiative, a ballot initiative.
Yep, and we had enough signatures. And actually, believe it or not, the Secretary of State passed it, and it'll be on the ballot. What's funny is the politicians that are in Columbus are already trying to make amendments to stop us from doing.
Well, yeah, amendments. Well, I'm sure they would, because this would bring decent government to Ohio. Hey, Chuck, thanks for sharing that with me. We got to go. Keep me posted on how that works out, okay?
No problem.
All right, take care. You have a good weekend. Everybody have a good weekend, huh? I'll see you Monday. Take care. Watch your back. I'm Mike Malloy. Oh, and have a great weekend wherever you are, Kevin Kenney.
Malloy on Air America Radio.
Let's go forward, shall we? And your teenager is now in their 20s, so stoned they can't move, which is how they spent college and why they didn't finish and get the job they deserved or the friends. Wish you could do it over again? You can. If you know your child is smoking pot and drinking, do something. Visit theantidrug.com or call 1-800-788-2800, because life doesn't rewind. Action. The Anti-Drug.
Sponsored by the ONDCP and the Partnership for a Drug-Free America.
Okay, Sandra, are you ready for your home's makeover?
Yes!
Okay, we're done!
But you just changed a light bulb.
But wait!
Wow! The walls look brighter! The furniture looks fabulous! The colors are more vibrant!
That's Philips Natural Light at work. Philips Natural Light gives you remarkable light, bringing out the true colors in your decor. It's a makeover with a twist. See what's possible in your home with Philips Natural Light. Philips, sense and simplicity.
Are you working 8-hour days, fighting traffic and long commutes? How would you like to work from home and never have to worry about finances again? Now you can. Cindy is a mother of three beautiful kids and used to clean houses for a living to make ends meet. She found out about HomeBiz6.com. Her first month full-time, she earned $2,500. Her income increased about $1,000 per month and now earns $16,000 a month. Tori says, "Before I started my own business, I worked 10-hour days in a high-pressure job. I wore out my car commuting back and forth to work. Now I make over $100,000 a year in my pajamas." Go to HomeBiz6.com. Order a free, no-obligation work-from-home training package. Shipping not included. That's HomeBiz6.com. Tracy, a restaurant manager who came home to be a full-time mom, made $1,000 her first month and was earning $5,000 a month just 6 months into business. Get free information now. Log on to HomeBiz6.com. That's HomeBiz, the number 6.com.
Air America Radio News, I'm Jennifer Polsoni. The drenching of the North